Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Hello, everyone. You're here live with Lady A. If you desire to speak to our host tonight, please press the 1 button, and I'll get you on as quickly as possible. Our host is going to be Mississippi Joe.
Hey, come on, come on, take the ride. There's a party over there that ain't no job. It's live, live, it's all the way live. Don't even have to walk, don't even have to drive. It's live, live, slippity slide. Just forget about the trouble in your 9-to-5 and just sail on. That's what you do, just sail on. Now the dude's so fucking, hey, what do you think? What is it called? It's on the lakeside stand.
Joe, how you doing?
Hey, baby, how you doing, sugar?
I'm sorry, I got excited by this song. I'm doing well, thank you. How was your weekend?
You know, blessed as always, lady. I thank my God for looking after me. He's taking care of this big old country boy. I was bothered a little by this sinus and flu and something, everything had me down for a minute, so I thank God, you know, no weapon formed against me should prosper.
Well, that's wonderful.
I've been missing you.
I've been missing you, too. Where you been?
I've been here at the house doctoring on myself, just taking it easy. You know, I realize that I am human, and even the Lord took rest on the 7th day. You know what I mean? So I needed rest.
That he did.
So I needed rest, lady.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But I'm glad to be back with you, and I'm just glad to be here. Now, enough about me. How you been doing, lady?
I've been wonderful. Thank you for asking.
And that little man?
Being a little man.
Okay, how was your Valentine?
I don't actually celebrate Valentine's, but my husband is always my Valentine.
Okay, well, that's good. You got some good stuff going on then, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe if I be nice enough next year, I'll have me one by then.
I'm sure you will.
Okay. But is there anything you want to say, you know, before I get into the show, lady?
No, but I'm very excited. I haven't been on this show in about 3 weeks, so I know you have something spectacular planned, and I'm ready.
Well, I do appreciate those encouraging words. Maybe I'm going to think of something. Maybe I'll get some shit started or something.
Hey, let's do it.
Excuse me?
I said, let's do it.
Okay. Thank you, baby. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank Lady A for allowing me to do what I do and helping me out with all these great things that I do. Just in case you don't know, I'm your host, Mississippi Joe. Welcome to another Grudge Inc. talk show live with your host, Mississippi Joe. And y'all know how I do it, and y'all know how I get out and what to get out. So we gonna always pay our respect to the big man who sits high and looks low.
So at this time, y'all bow your heads for the prayer, please.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for watching over us. During the Mardi Gras weekend, the big explosion, we had people coming from everywhere. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for seeing that everybody traveled those highways and made it back safe to and from wherever their destination was and wherever they was going. Lord, we can't say thank you enough because you are everything, and everything is you, Lord. Lord, we just want to say thank you, and we would like to, for you to bless the sick in the shed in, the sick in the lane. Lord, we would like you to keep your hands on us because this grudge thing is a dangerous sport, Lord. And we know without you, we cannot accomplish nothing. Father, this is this little old country boy from Mississippi letting you know that we honor and praise you. Because without you, we would not be nothing, wouldn't have nothing. And we also know, Lord, anything that we're doing, and you not first, or you not involved, it's going to be a failure. Lord, we just want to say thank you, and we thank you for your grace and your mercy. And keep your hands on us, Lord. In your name, we pray. Amen. All right. Grudge World, what's happening? This is your boy, Mississippi Joe, back live, stomping and jumping and huffing and puffing, and back to you one more day. I'd just like to say thank you. First of all, I'd like to give thanks to the man up above who keeps his hands on me and watches over me. No matter what I'm going through, he keeps his hands on me and watches over me. And I just want to let him know that he is not going unnoticed. In my book, he's not. Okay. And I just want to let y'all know that whatever you're going through, and you can't seem to grab a hope, or you can't seem to shake it off, or it seems like you can't get through it, just turn it over to the Lord. And what I want you to do is get down on your knees or go to your old praying ground and ask the Lord to help you accept the things that you can't change. Just ask him. Say, Lord, please help me accept the things that I can't change. It's too much for me, Lord. I can't bear the burden. I'm turning it over to you. He will fix it. All right. I just wanted to let y'all know that we're moving right along to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, we got upcoming events. We got my main man, Downtown Ronnie Brown, which is tomorrow in South Georgia Motorsports Park, February the 16th. I talked to Big Low and them guys. They're already there. They was on the highway earlier today, and they're already on the way. It's going to be a star-studded event. You have people like Primetime, Big Low and Crew Chief, The Godfather, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Many, 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 many people. Lead the Weapon and Crew. So many people I can't name. If you're not doing nothing and you have some extra funds, ease on down to South Georgia Motorsports Park, because I guarantee you it's going to be a Wayne Dang Doodle. Just like they say here in Mississippi, it's going to be a Wayne Dang Doodle. And show Ronnie Brown, Downtown Ronnie Brown, some support and love, because I guarantee you, to know him is to love him. He's a great guy. Give you the shirt off your back if he could, and if you ask him, he's a great guy. So if you're not doing anything, head down to South Georgia Motorsports Park, Valdosta, Georgia. downtown running Brown and Cocky, having a star-studded big event down there, non-stop action all day Saturday. And just in case it rains, the rain date is Sunday, where there's 0% chance of rain. So you can't lose with this one. It's just like killing two birds with one shot. Like the song said, the cops, so ain't no way you can lose. Ain't no way you can lose with this one. Downtown Ronnie Brown got it for you. Don't be surprised if you see me jumping and humping and huffing and puffing and shaking and jaking and styling and profiling, wilding and all those things right there in South Georgia Motorsport Park. Like I said, don't be surprised, folks. You all come show Ronnie your love and support because he shows love and supports everybody. So if you don't have nothing to do, be at South Georgia Motorsports Park. You don't want to miss it. Lady.
Yes, sir.
Would you get Mr. Downtown Ronnie Brown on the phone? I want to let him speak.
I sure will. Just a moment.
Thank you, darling. Y'all, while we waiting for Mr. Downtown Ronnie Brown, I just want to let y'all know I really enjoyed myself in Lena, Mississippi, meeting Teo for the first time from California, seeing all my brothers from Detroit, Chicago. You all know I can't name all you all, but I recognize everybody, and I want you all to know that your presence is not going unnoticed. Mississippi Joe sees y'all, and he loves y'all. And I would just like to say I thank you all for the love and support that y'all show me. Whether you're faking or whatever, I like it. And I really could get used to it and grow accustomed to it. So y'all got my head. My head is already big now, y'all. Y'all need to chill out a little bit. But I would just like to say thank y'all. And I can't wait till I hit the cities later on in the year. If God keep blessing and watching over me, we will be in a city near you this 2013 year. If you ain't traveling, you ain't doing nothing. Nothing. And I mean it the way I say it. Also, if y'all missed the banquet, y'all missed a humdinger. You all really missed a humdinger. It was super nice. A lot of things was over my head that happened at the banquet because I've been so out of sync. But it was so beautiful. I'm glad I didn't know because I probably would have let the cat out the bag. I got a real big mouth. As y'all already know, it was so beautiful. I mean, nice food, nice sitting, nice everything. Everything was super nice. The devil was busy the day of the banquet. We had as you all know or probably heard, we had a tornado come through Hattiesburg, come through my neighborhood where my apartment is, and I couldn't get to my apartment because power lines was down and et cetera, they had the road blocked off, so I came to the banquet with a fleece on and warm-ups and flip-flops, and I know everybody thought I was crazy, but you know, everybody know me for me. I just want you all to know that I would have wore some casual attire if I could have. I'm not crazy or insane or nothing like that, walking in there with them flip-flops and sweatsuits on. I couldn't wear anything else. You either wear that or don't come. So I just want to make that clear, and I appreciate you all for not judging me. And thank you, you know, thank you all. In the meantime, Big Clark Show was a nice event.
I think that the crowd kind of overwhelmed Big Crowd, Big Clark, and everybody else. That, you know, sometimes you don't be quite ready for things we think we are, but sometimes it take us by storm. But everything was still beautiful, and that's enough about that. Everything was beautiful overall. And I like to thank everybody that showed me love and showed me sweet kindness. Also, Lady, put me in the private room for a minute, Lady, please.
Say that again, Joe.
Put me in the private room, please, Lady.
Oh, okay.
Okay, as I said, we got Ronnie Brown race tomorrow, which is February 16th. Also, March the 2nd, the Zoo, Macon National Dragway. These are upcoming events, ladies and gentlemen. March the 2nd, the Zoo. We got David Floyd, 28-inch tire race. We got a big commitment. It's about 10 or 11 cars, maybe 12 or more, than already paid their $1,000 to enter the 28 shootout. We got people from everywhere going to be there. We got CC, them taking on the white boys. We got number one starter racing somebody over there. It's going to be a real big event. It's going to be super nice. Also, March the 9th, the invasion of Louisiana. I'm going to get Boom on here. Lady, would you open Boom on mic and let him speak a little bit about his show March the 9th? Please. Lady.
Yes.
Would you open up Boomer mic and let Boomer speak about his show, please? Marcia.
Sure will. And Boomer, your mic is open.
Thank you, Lady A. What's going on, the country boy Joe?
Hey, big Boomer, what's happening, baby?
Oh man, I can't call it, man. I would just want to reiterate on some things that you said before I get into my show for March tonight. Man, the banquet was a success. DJ Boom was in the house on the ones and twos. Everybody enjoyed the music. They enjoyed each other, enjoyed themselves. From my understanding, there was a lot of lock-in, a lot of grudge talk on the aftermath of the banquet. A lot of lock-in. People talked for the finishing factor that led to Olive Spring.
I ain't trying to be. We'll get into that later on. Right now, we're doing upcoming events. And we can get on that later on.
Okay, I'll just think I enjoy it. But anyway, March the 9th, the invasion of Louisiana. For anyone that's out there that's available that can travel and come down and try to invade Louisiana, these guys are set, locked, and on kill. I do know Boomer Wills, the Camaro, is on lock. These nuts with the Mustangs on lock.
Where is the race
going to
be held, Boomer? What time gates
open?
What, you know, come on, Boomer.
Right. Okay, I'm going to get up into the factual. March the 9th, the gates open at 10 o'clock. We're going to race until 10 o'clock. It's in Belrose, Louisiana, which is Donovanville. The track is No Problem Raceway. They are online, so you can go to noproblemraceway.com. You can see the flyer. For the ones that have not received flyers, through email or by personal hand to you. We're going to have a 6-0 class, a 7-0 class payout, 700 on 300. We have a big time event, a big dog shootout, and me and J-Balls agreed to stack for the minimum of 4 cars. We're gonna stack 1,000. If we got 6 cars or more, or 8 cars or more, we're gonna stack 2,000 on top of that. With that being said, Big Clark, we got quite a few people in the process of committing a lot.
I'm Mississippi Joe.
Right. My bad. I'm only human, Joe.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, that's why I'm making
anyway,
no problem, big guy.
Right. But with that being said, Joe, we're gonna have a great time. Matter of fact, I'm scheduled to meet with the track owners tomorrow. I will have the track owners online. I want everyone that does participate to be able to come on my show, which is on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, to come on there and invite yourself to ask questions. These people they are grudge racing friendly. So for anyone that's out there thinking that Louisiana is that boy type, racial type, people that don't care nothing about grudge ink or grudge racers or anybody that's affiliated with racing, that is not true. Because No Problem is one of the best hooking the track in the world. It is one of the best hooking the tracks in the world. I can tell you this, Joe. If you know anything about Speed Channel or Speed Productions or whatever TV channels, they chose No Problem Raceway to do Pink's All Out and Pastime. Now, it ain't many tracks that can say that down south, that they was, asked to hold a big event like that at their facility. But with that being said, Joe, we're going to have a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of racing. For anyone that wants to try to get some action, y'all more than welcome to come on the Louisiana with us, radio show, and try to get you some log-ins if you're looking for some action, Joe.
Yeah, well, boom, I got a question. They tell me that the track going to be on kill and that you all not going to be cheap with the prep or nothing, or cheap with the glue or whatever it takes. It's going to be on kill from what I heard, boom. Is that true? Would you have that for me?
I can tell you this here, Joe. We
hold on one minute.
On that.
Whoever mic is open and is talking, y'all know I don't have that. Now come on now, but give me a little respect. Whoever mic is open, thank you very much. Go ahead, boom.
But anyway, Joe, that's one of the reasons why I'm gonna have a track on there. See, they won't just hear it; they just won't hear it from Boomer Wheeler. Oh, the track gonna be on kill. The track gonna be. They're going to hear it from me, and they're going to hear it from the man that owns the track. Because one thing about it, if my track ain't right, you need to come to me because I'm paying them for it to be like that there. So if you have a grievance of what's going on at my event, you come to me with it, and I'm going to take it to them with it. And we're going to get it resolved. But I already know because I'm going to be there testing the tune that Friday. Which they don't have a testing tune night that Friday. But I will be there. Me and my whole little clique going to be there Friday. So...
So hold on, Boomer. So it will be a testing tune that Friday.
Well, no, that's not official. I'm trying to make one. Not official. That will be told next week. Next week I'll know for sure. But with that being said, Joe, the track will be on kill. Yes. Here's how Pizza Joe can make it down, and you know Pizza Joe Rosen. He's a blow.
Now we talking about these little 10 inch tires, Boomer. We talking about these little old bitches.
Uh-huh.
29 inch tire, you know, the little tire
making bounce. I understand it. So if a first second car can't get down through there, Joe, I mean, if a first second car can get down through there, a 10 inch tire can get down through there, too.
Okay.
Peter Joe was 4-0-2. So, I mean, if he's going to get down there, I know the 10 and a half is going to get down there.
Okay.
But we're going to have a good time, Joe, you know what I'm saying, for the ones that can make it and for the ones that can't make it. Hey, I'm still going to come to all their events. Like, that's what I do. I love racing. I'm going to engage and Joe, like I've been saying on all the other shows. I ain't never going to come to my race with their car and say they left without a race.
We're going to see, Boomer. We're going to definitely see.
That's what's up.
Now, Boomer, now you can go ahead and talk about the banquet. Give us a few... I just wanted to get the upcoming events out of the way. Now, while you're here, go ahead and give us. Now, what were you saying about the banquet?
The banquet was lovely. I enjoyed myself. You know, I was the DJ there. I think I did my thing, and I had a lot of people comment about my thing, my high DJ, and handle things with the music wise and everything. I enjoyed everyone from Stock Joe. I met a lot of people personally that I heard, but never had to put a face on them. I had the opportunity to have a great time. The food was delicious. Me and my wife both enjoyed ourselves out there, Joe. And that's pretty much, I mean, it was stepping stone to it, Joe. That's all I can put it, without holding up a lot of time.
And Boomer, just tell everybody when your race date is again, and you're welcoming everybody. Tell them one more time, Boom.
Yes, sir. Okay, well, I want to extend that welcome you're talking about, Joe. My race is March the 9th, 2013, from 10 to 10. And for anyone that is traveling from far away, you need to give me Joe. At the end of the show, give Joe your name so I can get y'all on the VIP if you travel for four and different. Now, that is extended VIP pass for the driver and his car. So y'all get with Joe at the end of the show. If y'all drive from Alabama, Tennessee, Texas, or wherever y'all may be coming from, except the state of Louisiana, you know what I'm saying? Y'all get up with Joe, and I get y'all on the VIP list. And I'll also get y'all VIP pass, too. Because we want to extend y'all into Louisiana so y'all can see how we do it here at this track.
Okay. That's March 9th, ladies and gentlemen. Johnsonville, Louisiana. Okay, Boom, is that it?
Yes, sir. I'm going to let the show roll on, baby. Appreciate the time.
Okay, mute your phone, Boomer.
I will.
Big Drag, you out there. Your mic open, Drag?
Yeah, I'm here, Joe.
That's you making all that noise, big fella.
Nah, ain't no noise in here, bro.
How you doing?
I'm good, man. How's it going?
Man, you know me, man. I'm blessed and highly favored. I want to give you the opportunity to thank everybody. Just for those who are listening and did not know or don't know, Big Drag was honored the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Grudge Inc. Banquet. And I want to give him a moment to thank everybody and just say what's on his heart and what's on his mind. Big fella, you got the floor.
Okay, first let me say hello to everybody, man, all the Grudge fans and everybody. I want to thank Grudge Inc. and all the people that nominated me and for this award, because it was definitely a prestigious award. I really wasn't expecting it. You know, it's just a great thing to know that you got people out here that really pay attention to what you've done out here in the race game. You know, it's all the years and the hard-fought times with these cars, it didn't go unnoticed. You know what I'm saying? It actually makes you feel good. And to be able to do it in the state, or one of my states that, you know, that my family is from, actually in front of my mother and my brothers and stuff, man, was really a big deal for me. You know, I knew that I was getting an award, but I didn't know it was an award of that multitude, you know, and I do appreciate it. Anyone that knows me know I'm a pretty humble dude, so it was really a great thing for me. You know, I wasn't expecting nothing like that, and I didn't never feel that I deserved nothing like that. Not that I didn't deserve it, but I wasn't, you know, really carrying myself that way. I've heard, you know, a little controversy about, well, why did they give it to him, you know, and for the people that would even say that or think like that, I just say that they don't know me. They don't know what I've done in the race game and what I've put in the race game, you know what I'm saying? But if they were to do a little history and check into what I've done and where I've been in the race game, then they would understand why I did receive such a high honor like that, you know. I just thank God first for all the things that he's allowed me to do and to be able to come through to get to this point, man. It's not nothing about the car that I have or you know, the caliber of car. It's about all the things I've done collectively. So for that, I just want to thank everybody, you know, and if there's anything I could do to help, you know, a lot of awards and things that were given out, you know, they were given out with the help of myself. You know, they were given out for the people that were deserving of it. So I just want to say thanks, man, and thank you guys, Joe, and for the support, and I will continue to be out there. I plan on I won't be able to make Boom Race because I do got I got some appointments for the couple of sponsors that I have to help me with my car. So I got a car show that I have to be in Chicago the weekend of the 4th of March. And the 9th is really cutting me a little close because I haven't had a chance, Joe, to get my car out the box to rectify the problem that I had down south. I was under the weather so bad until after I had an issue with the car, I elected to put it back in the box you know, not even to fool with. So for everybody that didn't know, that's a brand new car, you know, first time ever being on a drag strip, you know. So to be able to get it to that point was an accomplishment to me. You know, maybe other people were saying things or whatever. It really doesn't matter to me. But to be able to get it from where it started from and down the racetrack, that was an accomplishment. But my plans are to get it, you know, after the car show. I'll get it back out of the box, get it in the shop, and fix the ignition issues that I have, and possibly make Edmund Hall's race the 24th of March.
Well, big fella, I don't mean to interrupt you. You know you can say whatever you want to say on my show, but allow me to interrupt you and ask you, out of all your achievements in the grudge game, the racing game, period, what's one that you're really proud of yourself for accomplishing? Would you share that with us tonight on this little old country boy show?
Well, Joe, you know, there's a ton of them, but the one that really stands out the most to me was, anybody know me know that I had to go away for a while in the 90s. And basically, I got stripped of everything that I had, so I kind of started over fresh. And I built that car, the 69 Camaro, that actually, I think it was me and my cousin together, Dink, we named that car Littlefoot. And that summer we took that car and we toured from state to state and from town to town. We made $96,000 just grudge racing that car. Without me having a job, without me having anything else going on, that car made more money out of one car than I've ever made, you know, just saying one car. So, and that car is known, you know, all down south and, you know, in the north, you know, over in the east a little bit. And that car is kind of the one that really, that deal there, like in 96 and 97, when we raced that car. And then actually, that car, you guys ended up buying that car for me, Joe, and carried it on even further. So, I mean, that car has a lot of history, you know, and the car went to Memphis, Big Hubba and them bought the car. Then you guys bought the car back, and the car went to Texas. And if I'm not mistaken, I think the car is down in Texas now still. But that was
right.
The one that stood out the most for me as far as really getting down to the grind. Back in the days when we was grudge racing and street racing, we was doing it for the fun, basically. We had money. You know, all the guys I was associated with had the dollars to do it with, but that car really meant so much to me because at the time I didn't have the money, and this was my job, so I took it serious, you know, and that car had to make money in order for my family to survive, and that's exactly what it's done. So that if I was to say anything about what car meant the most to me that reminds me so much of being a success, I would have to say the Camaro, the 69 Camaro Littlefoot.
Would you tell them what chassis and what size tire, et cetera, and what year you was doing this on for me, big fella?
Well,
and how fast it was.
As you know, Joe, back in the day, that was when guys like Spiro Pappas and Chuck Samuelsman was running muscle car, and the fastest car back then, the muscle car, could rumble like 865, you know, 860, and we took Littlefoot to the race in Memphis to try and match race with anybody, you know what I'm saying? Meaning, and actually Chuck is a friend of mine, you know, Spiros and all them guys, we tried to get some action from them, and wouldn't nobody give us no action. So at the time when we did that, I didn't own the car. You guys owned the car that time. At the time, you and Dave and G owned that car,
right.
And G told me to blast the car down the track in. And just light the board up. And I didn't want to do it, but I had to do what I was told. But in doing it, you got to remember this was a 10.5-inch tire car, leaf spring car with a ladder bar. It did have a ladder bar with leaf spring, and it had a housing floater kit on. Still had a Dana Wren up under the car. Now,
tell them what year this was, though. I want them to know the year this was.
This was had to be 1997, somewhere around 97.
It was
97. It was somewhere around there.
Right.
And I'm telling you, the baddest boys and Outlaw 10-5, or what I can't say Outlaw 10-5, and 10-5, Super Street back in the days couldn't run but 860. You know, I blasted that car and clicked the second system on maybe for 2 seconds and clicked it off. And around the 1,100-foot mark, I clicked the whole car, and the car went 830, like 170 then, you know, and that was back in the 90s. So this was definitely a 7-second car. It was going to 7, but for me to tell you that it went 7 at that time, that I can tell you that it went 7-something, I couldn't because I'd never run it out the back door. We never had to run the car out the back door.
Fellas, I didn't know that one was your favorite drag, but I know that one was my favorite. That car was so impressive, and it really was before its time. If you ask me now, what do you have to say?
Well, yeah, it was more or less just a stock 69 Camaro, basically, still everything. It wasn't still everything. I'm sorry. Dave had put glass doors on it. But when he got it from me, it had the steel doors with the roll-up windows, all the windows and stuff in it. Did not have a trick subframe up under the front. It did not have up and lower control arms. All that was factory stuff. Dave did put a rack on the car, you know, and the only thing different that Dave did to the car from when he got it from me was put a long set of wheelie bars, because I never really believed in going too much past the back bumper with wheelie bars. So with that being said, there it was. But that definitely in 96 or 97, whatever year it was, that car was probably a 770 car back then, because I clicked it off and run 170 mile an hour. You know, back then. So it was on a killer, you know, probably 185 plus mile an hour run.
And that's not a lie, folks, because I was there at Memphis at Super Chevy. That's what it was, big fella.
They put us out.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I mean, that was impressive in a super date.
Yeah, I mean, you remember the one guy was trying to try to interview us, and they stopped them from interviewing us because they said we wasn't legal, you know. And they followed us to the trailer. They followed us to the trailer and made us put that car on the trailer and headed us toward the gate, told us if we ever tried to get that car off the trailer again, you know, we was going to have to leave.
That was a beautiful, good time, big fella. That was one of the most impressive cars I ever seen you with, too. But I also liked it, your Trans Am, the one that you ran Damien with.
Oh, the red
car. I think
car,
that car was impressive for what you had in it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, that car was fast. It was fast at the time. That was a bottom 8-second car. It wasn't quite as fast as Putz, I don't think, but that car had won like 8.16, 8.15 back in the days. You know, we ended up running Damien's, you know, full chassis car with that car and had him, you know, had him beat. Now, I don't know what the outcome would have been, you know, at the finish line if the nitrous wires wouldn't have pulled the loop. But we had a car on Damien and outrunning him, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, you dope popped him so bad, big fella.
Yeah, I had a car run around the 3:30. I was still out on him, and the car was moving around. Remember, I had to correct it. And when I corrected it, I pulled the wires loose on the nitrous, and it laid over, just ran on more than Damien and came around us. But, you know, those are some of the times that we had back in the day. That's why a lot of them guys from the East, some of them dudes wasn't racing when Damien was racing, you know. I know Damien. I know his driver. I can't call his name. He'd be with K9 now. I know all them cats, you know, and we raced against each other. We toured in the muscle car circuit, you know, from state to state racer, you know, for the guys that then don't know much of me or about me from the East Coast. But that's basically, you know, how I know Damien. I mean, actually, me and Damien became good friends. You know, Damien would come to Chicago. He called me. Me and him would go out and eat, you know, hang out and do things. But much it. And Bobby Cole, you know, Bobby knows me. Bobby knows me well. Mark and all them guys, they know me with them. You know, and this ain't nobody that I just met. And they know my ability, you know.
Well, big fella, it was an honor for me to be there and see you receive that award, because I think you is most deserving of it.
Well, I appreciate
that,
Joe.
And I applaud you, big fella.
Thank you. Thank you, bro. I appreciate that. And like I said, it was a prestigious award. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad to be able to get that. You know, I've back in the 80s and stuff as a young boy, you know, 22 years old, I run in HRA Pro Stock. You know, a lot of people don't know that. You know, I run with all the big name guys when Bob Glidden was racing. You know, that's how I become the No Warren Johnson and all them different guys, you know. David Rear, you know, David don't call me Drag. He called me by my first name. You know, Steve Schmidt, all them guys, they call me by my real name. You know, I know all them guys from back in the days from running Pro Stock. You know, then I moved over and started running a little amount of motor Pro Stock and stuff. You know, I didn't do much over there because I couldn't afford to do it. I run muscle car, you know. I mean, I've been around a lot of racing, and for every run that I put on the track, I probably put 10 more runs on the streets. So if I don't have, and Joe, that's probably on the low side, you know, I never counted them to say, but if I was to think, if I don't have 1,000 runs down the racetrack, I don't have none. You know,
right.
probably five times that, you know, that I bet you I've run down the race down the street for money 5,000 times, you know, day in and day out, every night. You know, in Chicago, I don't know how they done it in different states, but in Chicago, we had a shop that we all met up with, was an older guy named OC, and we raced there every night, man. This was every night. Only thing that shut us down was rain. And early morning when it's time for these guys to go to work. You take a day like today on a Friday, and there's no bad weather. It didn't matter if it was cold, as long as the streets was dry. You know, there was somebody doing some racing. The majority of the times, I was one of the guys that was doing it. I can tell you we probably raced, you know, on an average, every night, minimum 3 to 5 races a night with all these different guys. And a lot of times it wasn't trailer cars. It was just normal driven cars, you know, daily cars, but these races went on, and they went on for money.
Yeah. Well, big fella, I just wanted to give you an opportunity to say what you would like to say, and, you know, just tell you that, you know, I'm real proud of you, and continue to put in work, man. And you know, I also wanted to give you this opportunity to thank the whole grudge world for, you know, honoring you. You know what I'm saying?
And I appreciate you allowing me to do that, Joe. And I just, once again, I want to say thanks to everybody, man. And even for those that, you know, don't really know me, you know, I felt like maybe I wasn't deserving, man. I appreciate them, too, because, you know, you got to have pros and cons and everything. But, you know, if you ever feel like you need to check into it and find out, then just look me up, you know, and then they'll see things differently.
Okay, big fella. Well, big fella, I don't want you to go anywhere because it's been a lot of stuff floating around with the grudge game. You know, I've been getting some calls, and I know you're familiar with this. The question has been raised to me is, will anybody stop the 901 Bad Boys with them in the 213 year? And
you know, I want to comment. About Wick and the 901 Bad Boys. Wick won a couple races the other day that may have been luck. But what people don't understand, what about all the races he won that were skilled races? You know what I'm saying? And he hard earned won these races. You know, when you put in work and you've done, you know, a hardcore job, you're entitled to some luck, bro. You know, and I don't look at it, and this is not knocking nothing for my guys. Chicago, Donye and BNM, in my opinion, is my guy. I'm with them dudes. You know what I'm saying? I was rooting for them to win. They lost.
Right.
But you know what the thing is? Whitnam is deserving of a little luck. And I take my hat off to Whit because he basically, after losing Bobby for a little while, and then he lost Mark for a little while, he started up his own team, man. And he became, you know, the head of all of that. And, man, that dude is at the top of his game. You know what I'm saying? So we got to take our hat off of Wick. And it couldn't happen to a better dude. You know, Wick is a really good dude, easygoing dude, man. You know, he's going to talk his crap like any of us. But, you know, I've got big props for Wick and his whole team, you know, Akenny and all of them, you know, Dick Pike and even old Crazy Nato. You know what I'm saying? He's been with them dudes from start to finish, man. He is a part
right.
of the team. He what keeps that stuff going on, man. It's all the fun and games. You know what I'm saying? I know that my guys, my Chicago guys, ain't hating on him because he got away by luck. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't Wick's fault that Alcott gave out. But I tell you, from what I seen on the video, because I didn't get there till late that night, till like 8:15 or something, Donnie did have him. Donnie had him, but it's not Wick's fault that, you know, his motor went away. So, Wick, you know what I'm saying? Don't let what other people, I know it's not coming from the Chicago guys or nothing like that, saying you're lucky or whatever. But I like to say this to anybody in drag racing, bro. I'd rather be lucky than skillful any day. So keep up the good work.
I must agree with you. I must agree with you, big fella. Well, yep. I agree with everything you said about Whitney. You know, they doing their thing, and you can't knock them. Just give them their props. That's why the question has been raised. Will anybody be able to stop the 901 Bad Boys in 213?
Well, there's a couple cars that I think, this is my opinion, but don't make my opinion, you know, law. I believe that Witt has got his hands full with Donnie. If Donnie make a run, I don't think he can beat him. You know, everybody, people has caught up to him. You know, I don't think he can whoop CC from what I've seen. You know what I'm saying? But this is drag's opinion, you know, and don't make it right because it's mine. But,
well, big fella, that's why we're talking about this. So what you're basically saying, there's a lot of interesting stuff that remains to be seen for the 213 year, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But I'm sure Wick, from as fast as he's been so far and how he's held it down for the last few years, he knows it's time to make a move. You know what I'm saying? He ain't crazy. He's going to have to step his game up. I'm sure he knows that. But a lot of times when you try to step your game up, it just don't happen the way you want it to right away. So they got it for you, Whit, and you know that. So you got to be ready for them, baby.
Right. But, big fella, don't go nowhere. And I'm going to go to the phone line. Just stay right there with me. And
okay.
I'm going to go to the phone lines and talk about this, what's going on, you know, and see what the callers got to say. Lady, open them phone. Let's go to my callers, baby. Let's get them.
Kid, your mic is open.
Good evening, Lady A. What's happening there, Mississippi Joe?
Hello.
Hey, man. How you doing, partner?
All right. Who does that big fellow think he is, that guy called Drag? Who do you think he is, man?
Drag.
What's happening, man?
What's happening, Drag? Yeah, congratulations on your award, man.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So what's been happening, Joe? I see you survived that tornado and stuff, huh?
Yeah, man. God, it's good, man. I've been under the weather and viruses and sinuses, tackling it. A couple times I just couldn't talk and I didn't do my show. But thank God I'm back now, though, kid. I'm back.
Right, I'm glad to see you back, man. Glad to see you back. Yeah, I was just sitting back listening to the show, man.
Well, kid, why don't you share some things with us? What's on your mind, and what race do you want to see in the 213 year? What you got to say about those 901 Bad Boys out of Memphis, crew and Nardo and crew and Pike and all of them?
Well, I do want to see him and Donnie run at their best again. I would love to see that.
Well, do you want to see it at Beer's show in July or what?
It don't matter. He can see it at Beer's show. At a Wick show, it don't matter, but I want to see that.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one, because I think both of them going to be turned up a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you're right about that.
Both of them coming back the same, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, huh? Nope. But that is one race I really want to see.
Yeah, I do too, man. And is there anything else you want to speak on, kid, to speak about before I go to the next caller? Glad to have you, buddy.
You can go to the next call, Joe. I'm just sitting back listening.
Okay, kid. Glad to have you. Okay, cat?
All right.
Next call, lady.
Caller 954-8830. Your mic is open.
Well, thank you very much. And Joe, Steve from SHRA. I was just listening to your show.
How you doing, sir?
Good. I got to tell you, 901 is a bad boy, but I'll tell you what, in 213, you're going to see some 954 boys come up there and show everything up.
Uh-oh.
I like to hear that. Steve, I'd like to know where you're from.
Well, you know, I work at Speed Shop down in Pompano Beach, right? So I see all these boys, and I see all the cars coming together, you know, and you got Sorvino. He's going to take that car. He's going to run some grudge racing. I got a couple boys out of Pompano getting their cars ready. They're going to be out there this year doing making some noise. So I'm gonna bet you're going to be talking about 954 as well as 901.
Okay, and now, Steve, since you come on here telling it like it is, which I like that, and thank you for hanging out with me and hanging and banging and huffing and puffing with this old country boy, Mississippi Joe. But listen, my thing is, I want to know how you coming. 29W, big tire, what?
All right. I'll tell you what, these are big tire cars. We're talking 400, 390, you know, pro stock style cars. Top notch grudge race stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, see, all 901 guys, they 29W, little tire guys.
Well, we got some little tire cars down here that'll make some noise. You know, you got Big Low, and we got, you know, my buddy Chris with his Silver Malibu. He's going to be out making some noise this year.
Well, now, I'm going to tell you the truth. I talked to Witt. He is a friend of mine, and I want to race him. But he's looking for Big Low. Now, I do know that for a fact. I'm not saying nothing that he hadn't told me. When he see Big Low, he told me when he meet up with Big Low on the same track, he going to split his head.
It's going to be a race. Big Low ain't easy. You know that.
Well, I wish 901 Bad Boy was on the line, and I would, you know, let him speak. Lady, do you see 901 Bad Boy out there? Lady A.
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry, I was muted. 901-357, so your mic is open.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
What's happening, Mark?
What's up? It's Mark. What's going on?
Who is it?
It's Mark.
Mark, what's up, man?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Mark?
Yeah, how y'all doing out there tonight, man?
What's happening, Cat?
Hey, Drag, I want to tell you I appreciate it. Thank you very much, sir.
Hey, Mark, I ain't got a chance to holler at you since you surfaced, baby, but I'm glad to know that you're back home. And I hope that talk that I gave you back in the day got to work. But, I ain't gave you no more props than you deserve, bro. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all put in work, man. And for people not to recognize the stuff that guys done, just because they got a problem with or whatever the case may be, man. In my opinion, that's just hating, man. I give y'all the props that y'all deserve. You know, you and I, or Bobby or Wick or none of us have never had any problems. But, you know, I said that because some people just won't give due because they have differences with folks. But anything that I said about y'all guys, y'all deserve it, man. Y'all put in a lot of work, and you run it good, man. You know what I'm saying? So, that goes with the game. A little luck here, a little luck there. You know, I love it. Unfortunately for me, I didn't have much luck Saturday, you know, which I wish I would have had, but, I mean, I still had a good time and a good outing.
Yeah, well, you know, I ain't been there, but, no, I've been hearing about Wick. I've been talking to Wick every day. And him and CeCe, we looking for CeCe and what's name again.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah, you know. I hope they hit up and do it. I gave Wick the okay to go on running back, and I hope he know how to handle that car, and he know what to do.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a good race. It's going to be a good hard-fought race, but
I watched the video the other night. They had it posted up. I watched the video. It was a little tight, but we had problems. He had problems, so I just hope both of us don't have no problems.
Right. What my kid say? He want to see all the guys make good clean runs.
Oh, yeah. Kenny doing his job, so I take my hat off to him. They've been doing good the last couple of years. They've been doing well good.
Kenny and Rich is a goddamn, that's a, like, kind of a match made in heaven, man. That combination there is working, bro.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know I'll be up out there next month, man. I beg to see y'all guys. Be back with you guys.
We welcome you, bro. It'll be good to see you again.
Hey, Dre.
Yeah.
I'm still going to have that parking ticket waiting on Mark, too.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Mark, I'm gonna wait till I see you to tease you about it. I ain't gonna tease you about it on open air. But I'm gonna wait till I see you to tease. I guarantee you ain't gonna do nothing but bust up a star around.
And I thank y'all who got this race number, man. That's a nice thing. That's my second, third time on this line, but I listen to it at night now.
Yep.
Hey, Mark, I don't know, you know, what direction you want to go in, but we offer you an open opportunity to become a Grudge Inc. member, bro. If you haven't yet, you know, you got the radio show number, call in and sign up, man, and become a member, man. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of great things that can happen for people that are members.
One thing about it, if it's a member of drag race, I'm in.
Okay.
Drag race is my thing.
Well, we welcome you in, bro, as one of Grudge Inc., you know.
Yes, sir. Drag race is my thing. Me, drag all of it. I love that.
Yeah.
Well, Dope Papa, I got a question for you, Dope Papa. Dope Papa.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Will we see you in the seats real soon, Dope Papa?
That first day I get to the racetrack, you're going to see me in the
Take it easy, Mark.
I do it.
Hey, I lost 100 pounds the first day you see me. I'm trying to get it. Soon I went to the bus station. I got in the car. I told Wick to bring the trailer in the car. Don't worry about you. Let me hear it.
Hey. So you slim and trim? You ready for it?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready. You know me.
Yeah, I know you. That's why I asked that you lost some weight.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm going back in the first day.
Okay. All right, then. Well, we're going to be seeing you out here, man.
I'm going to try to have fun with Tweet. I'm going to have to take that Mississippi tire from Tweet. I'm going to have fun with Tweet, Lee.
Man, Tweet is a class racer. He ain't grudge racing nobody.
Well, we're going to have a little personal thing, me and Tweet. That's how.
Okay.
Hey, Joe, how's it going?
Well, I thank y'all, gentlemen, man. And once again, Drag, I appreciate y'all, man. I'm going to get off this mic. I'm going to listen to y'all.
Okay, Mark. Take care of yourself, man.
I will, sir.
Hey, Joe, am I still live?
What's this, Steve?
This is Steve. Am I still live?
Yeah, you still live, Steve. I'm sorry about
okay.
that. Yeah, you still live.
Can I give a plug and tell you one thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I wanted to give a plug for Donald's race next weekend in South Georgia. The biggest small tire race going on in the world is South Georgia.
Uh-huh.
And I want to offer you a free ticket. You call me back, tell me how many you need, and you got a VIP pass to the race.
Okay, Steve. I sure will. Lady, make sure you get Steve's number, because I'm definitely coming.
Well, you got my number. You just call me, tell me what you need. And I want to really tell you, you guys are doing a great job. Grudge Inc., NDGRA, all these guys that are putting this together and organizing grudge racing, I'll tell you what, it's a great thing. If I can help you with my radio show anytime, the SHRA radio show, you just call in, you send me, email me stuff, I'll post it, I'll read it, whatever I can do to help these guys. Because I tell you what, I have my most fun at these races. And I've been racing for 50 years, and I never had so much fun as when I go to these races.
Well, Steve, what's the last one you've been to so I can see... So I can see if I'm familiar with some of them.
Yeah, I'm trying to say one more time.
The last race you been to, so I can see if I'm familiar with it. Which
I was at Post Rock Joe's race at West Palm Beach. I was down to some Grudge Race Inc. That big low had down the county line.
Okay.
And some of the stuff Baldy had over at Bradenton.
Okay. Yeah, those are real great guys, man.
They're great guys, yeah. And I'll tell you what, it's not only the booking guys that come in, you know, the name guys, it's the local match racers, the guys that get out there and put everything on the line and run for it. And, you know, and what he said about Tony Vines, he's a showman. You watch that man race, he's having so much fun out there.
Right. Well, Steve, I'm glad you took the time to tune in to this little old country boy show, and I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Well, I listen to him on the internet, and I listen to him. This is the first time I called your show. It's a great show. You're doing a great job. And like I said, if there's anything I can help you, my website is shraonline.com or email is info@shra. If any of these guys are putting on a race, and want me to help spread the word, just send me a flyer or something. We'll post it. I'll talk about it on my radio show. Anything I can do to help, I'm there for it, okay?
Okay, man. We'll appreciate you, Grudging Does. All right, partner?
All right. You guys keep up the good work. And call me back. Let me know how many tickets you need or text me, and I'll get it taken care of, okay?
Okay, Steve.
All right. Thanks,
guys. All right. Thanks. Okay, Lady A, we're moving right along, Lady A, please. You all mute your phones.
Your mic is open.
Mute your phones.
Hello. What's up, Mr. Joe?
Big Clark, what's going on, Big Daddy?
Hey, man, everything's good. How y'all folks doing?
So what you're telling me is everything chicken but the bone, that chicken right on, huh?
That's it, Joe. That's it. Big fella, what's that? Drag still on?
Yeah, he's supposed
to be. I'm here, Chris. I was on mute. What's happening with y'all, man?
Man, you got it, man. I had to hit the one button, man, when Joe was talking to you about the awards you received. Well, I'm going to tell you, it's kind of hard seeing a big 6'5", 3-plus guys up there, you know, about to tear up. You know, I saw them eyewears got kind of teary up there, man. That was a real emotional, boy. You know, that was a great thing, Greg. That was a big thing,
well, man.
I appreciate you guys even, you know, looking at me in that light, man. You know, but you're one of the guys that know what I've done, you know, a lot of people don't. But I really appreciate y'all, man. And having friends like y'all, man, I'm telling you, it go a long ways, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, man, you deserve it. You know, me and old Mississippi Joe, you know, hope to be there one day. Hope to feel them shoes one day, you know? Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm going to go and tell you the truth, Big Clark. I don't think there's no way possible I can do it. I'm just being honest, man. The man that had too many cars, man.
Man, you know, hey, look, he changed car like he changed pants, man. I tell you that. You know, that one thing about it, he you don't marry none of them.
What car did you own personally? Not nobody else. I'm talking about your own. Was it 10 or 9?
Oh, it was more than that, Joe.
How many post car cars you said, Joe?
Just race cars, period, one time that you've owned and was racing all of them. Not nobody else's stuff, yours. How many was it, 9, 10?
I had about 10 cars at one time running, Joe. Every last one of them. Anywhere from a super gas car to a pro stock car. You know,
I know it, man.
They were race cars ready to go in the shop. We had so many. My shop, basically, it was a business, but, you know, half of the shop was for what we'd done, our personal stuff, me and my buddies. Guys used to come by the shop, man, and pick out what car they wanted to run, and we would run them that night.
Hey, Joe, I remember when you had them two cars you sold Bobby and Gigolo and Tweet one of them. You know what was the Warren Johnson car?
I sold Bobby a Warren Johnson car, and I sold Gigolo a Warren Johnson car. Sure did.
I remember the cars too, Big Chris.
Yeah, both of them the same color, man, that day. I remember when they come to Canton with them. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you had some nice shit, Drake. I got to get it to you, you know. And we got the 69 Camaro from you at Yanko.
Right.
Car.
Actually, Chris, you want to know the truth. Even out of the doggone Warren Johnson car that I had, y'all got the most expensive car of all of it. And I knew what it was after I made the deal with y'all, but I just went ahead on the deal because I agreed to it. You know, a lot of people that's on here, I don't know if they're familiar with what a Yanko car is, but y'all had a true 1969 Yanko Camaro y'all bought for me. It was a real Yanko car.
Man, I'm going to tell you, Joe, that thing was clean as the State Board of Health, man. It had all the interior walls and stuff in it. I mean, when I tell you, you can tell somebody put that thing together, knew what they was doing, man. It was a nice car.
Yeah.
Man,
it was a race car.
Man, Drag, we went to St. Louis one time. Drag had about 7 or 8 muscle cars, just collectors, just sitting around. Matter of fact, you gave G one of them, or sold G one of them. You remember that, Drag?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, I don't think I never had that much money to do all that.
Well,
in the natural, I probably never have it again. Neither, Joe, unless I win the lottery or something. But
good boy. That's why I said, Chris, it's gonna take something to fill them shoes, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, well, you know, times ain't like they used to be. You know, when I was growing up, Joe, watching them guys, man, you know, they used to actually have fun with it, man. I can remember when Big Jerry Jr. and Drag and Crip and all them boys, man, you know, they used to just go to the track and just wild out, just have fun, man. You know, they like that now. It's more work than fun, but you know, you still get your enjoyment out of it. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, back then, I'm talking about, it was just fun. I was a little kid, though, just amazing what I had seen. So, you know, man, just to think back on them time and to look where everybody is right now, you know, it's a big, big change. But, you know, like I said, we still enjoy ourselves with this thing. Otherwise, we wouldn't be in it. But, you know, I mean, man, the memories, you'll never forget them, Joe.
Yeah, I agree, man. I agree. And, you know, me and you know what Drag has done, and we know that he, you know, all what he has done. So that's why I gave him a moment to really express himself and thank the Grudge World, those who supported him and those who didn't. Thank you anyway, like Drag said. So
right,
you know, I just wanted to give him an opportunity to express himself, Big Clark.
Yeah, well, I want all the Chicago guys that's around him now to know why it's so important for me to go and whoop his ass, you know, but. You know, you got this up.
Hey, Big Clark, watch your mouth now.
You know, the rhythm that's coming gone. We didn't run. It's the next guy ain't on the table no more. It's head up now.
That's
hey,
what he
Drag,
told you, Big Drag.
Hey, Drag.
No, that's what I'm telling him. The back tie ain't on the table no more. So you got to be head up now. Oh, Tony Vine, and then watch us roll that Camaro out the trailer. They ain't even come over there. They ain't said nothing else about no race.
Well, you know, one thing about it, Drag, you know, we all come up to Chicago to be his race, and then we got to come back again for a little Tony race. So between one of them two dates, it's got to go down, Drag.
But, Chris, when you get ready, we got to run, man. If it ain't nothing but for $500, we going to get out, man.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah, I got a call. So I'm gonna offer me a lot of money for that car, but I ain't ready to sell it yet.
Drake, are you done got a call already, Drake?
Yeah. Offer me a lot of money for that car, but you know, it's one of these things. It's, to me, until I see what I want to see, is unfinished. You know, I know what the capability of it is. You know, I actually got that car to go run a certain class. But this year, they dropped the class, you know. So now the only thing I have to do is grudge race or either just, you know, exhibition and stuff like that. And that's what I'm going to do. You know, I'm going to have fun with that car. You know, this past weekend at Big Chris Racing afforded us opportunity for all of my brothers, everyone that's living. You know, I got one brother that's deceased. But every last one of my brothers was at the track with us working on the car like we've done back in the past in the years, you know. And, man, that just meant so much to me, man. That's another reason why I won't even consider selling the car no time soon, because that's what my dad always wanted us to do, was race together. That's the, you know, that's pretty much the format he set up for us. And for us, you know, I got a brother that lived in Maryland. He come all the way from, not Maryland, but he lived in Delaware. Come all the way from Delaware, man, to be down there to that race. And my other brother that stay in Mississippi, my brother's from Chicago. I mean, we were all there, my cousins, my nephews, you know, working on that car. So basically everyone that you've seen had anything to do with that car would have, you know, a vested interest family-wise or something, you know, and that was a great thing. So I won't be selling it no time soon. You know, we're going to race that car this year and reevaluate it for next year.
Okay. That's good. That's what we want to hear, man. We want to, you know, keep doing this thing and, you know, keep the unity and keep moving strong. Big Clark, is there anything else you like to say, Big Fella?
Oh, no, Joe. I mean, that's it, man. I'm going to sit back on mute, just enjoy the show, man.
Hey, Joe.
Okay, man.
I want to say, too, to Big Chris as well, man, for everybody, man, I bet you, man, if I ain't shaped
200 people hands and thank 1,000 people about the car. You know, that really made us feel good, man. You know, everybody come by and told us, man, this is a beautiful car. Man, wow, this is nice. You know what I'm saying? It shook our hand. I just want to thank everybody for, you know, coming by and saying something to us about that car, man, and how well a job that we've done. Because, man, I'm telling you, we put a lot of time in that car. But evidently, the time that we put in it, man, it really turned out, it turned out nice. So I just want to thank you guys for that, man.
Hey, no problem, fella. You deserve it.
Yeah, you deserve it, big fella. My hat's off to you, man. And keep up the good work. TB and Big Drag. That's all we want to know. That's all we want to see.
Hey, all right, Drag.
Yeah.
You know, we got the reunion at Raylo's Sunday now.
I'll be there. I'm going to fast funeral in the morning.
Right, I'll see you there.
It's at my church, so you know where to go then, right?
Yeah, I know where it's at.
Okay, and then when I get out of church Sunday morning, I'm going to go on to Raylo House. So I guess you can meet up together and go to Raylo. That way we can take one car.
Right.
Okay, man. Okay, I'll get back off of mute, Joe. If y'all want me to say something, give me a minute to get off of mute.
Okay, I'm going to get some of these calls. I know I got some waiting. Lady, let's get these callers, baby.
Okay, caller 773-3490. Your mic is open. Caller 773-3490. Your mic is open.
I ain't trying to pay after this for a minute. Is VGX still on?
He on mute, D.
Oh, he on mute. Well, kids.
What's going on?
One quick thing, and then I'm going to get on back out the way and just listen to the show. I want to say to Joe, I want to crack on it. They're saying he won't sell a car. He said he won't sell that car. That's only because he crossed over to Chevrolet. Once he was a Dodge lover, he didn't sell nothing. He loved those cars. Now he got Chevrolet. He don't mind selling General Motors.
Hey, the man on mute now. Don't be talking behind his back.
I had to hit him with that when he got on mute too fast for me. You know, when he had them Dodges, man, did nothing go.
Hey, yep.
He sells Chevrolet like a drop of a hat. If you get a nickel pass, what do you pay for? I hear him say this car is like a family thing. If Drag get a nickel pass, what do you pay for? I'm offering $10 more than 90 when he got in it. I'll have it tomorrow. I think it was a good thing you guys did for Drag. I'm glad he got that award. He deserved it. Drag is the kind of guy, and I've said this several times on the show, he can be booked to race you. Drag will come over to your camp, help you with your car to the best of his ability, give you anything that he has. If he can afford to let it go, you can get it, and he will still try to run you. Like he said, for $500, Drag will run you for $50. He just loved the game of racing. And 30-plus years of friendship, I think I know him quite well. He's a very nice guy, good guy. He deserves everything he got. Glad to hear if he won.
Appreciate
all right.
You.
I'm going to go back on mute.
Okay, thank you, buddy. Next caller, lady.
That's it right now.
So we don't have no more callers, lady?
Not waiting to speak, no, sir.
Oh, y'all. But I guess everybody thought that I wasn't going to have my show, but I want to let all my fans know that I'm back. I've been sick. But I'm well now, so, you know, thank God I'm back. And I'm going to be here every Friday night tuning in. And
we have one caller now.
Okay, get him on, lady.
Caller 601-6733. Your mic is open.
Hey, Mr. Joe.
Hey, what's going on? Who is this?
It's Mac.
Mac, what's up, baby?
Not Murray, I had a couple guys on the phone. One of them point one. I thought they were going to talk. They point one and didn't say nothing.
Well, Mac, what you got to say?
Hey,
I want to hear what you got to say.
Hey,
what you got to say is
hey,
important to me. Go ahead.
Hey, that was me pushing that one button. Hey, what's going on, Jeff?
Hey, who this?
It's Sly.
What's happening, Cat?
Man, nothing much, man. Shit, I was hearing a little something on Chris show last night. Hey, y'all go hook up with Whit.
As soon as we get that thing ready, man. I'm just not talking right now because you know we're not ready. You know, when you talk, you really need to be race ready, not testing or anything like that. You need to be race ready, and right now we're not.
Oh, okay. Shit, I was just trying to check on that.
Oh yeah, we definitely gonna hook up if life lasts and death fast.
Oh, okay. Cause shit, they were saying that y'all supposed to be in Louisiana.
Well, right now it's a toss up, but if you listen, tune in on the show, I'll keep you updated.
All right, I appreciate that.
Oh, no problem, man. No problem.
Yeah.
If I can't tell you about something we own or we got, then I'm a bad host, aren't I?
ain't no doubt.
Okay. Thanks for calling in, my man.
All right.
Don Mac.
Yes, sir.
What you got to say, buddy? Anything you would like to say?
No, I'm just listening.
Don Mac, they tell me you told Boomer Taylor at Big Clark's race.
Boomer tore his own tail if he realized.
Do you think it was because he knew who he was going up against and got scared or what?
I asked him, did he want to do it back over? I didn't want his money like that. I want a race.
Oh, well, they tell me that you better not be caught down there, no problem on the night.
Why?
They got a bounty on your head, Tom Mac. Now, that's what I heard.
They got one everywhere else, and I can't tell them still walking around. Ain't nobody did nothing.
Don Mac, I like your style, man.
Yes, sir.
But now, I do want to tell you that it's a guy by the name of King Scooby. He coming.
Tell him I said thank him for the little donation he put in the pot the other day.
Well, you... Don Mac... I'm going to tell it, Don, when I see him and talk to him, okay?
Okay.
Don Mac, are you going to travel a little bit this year, you think, like to Chicago?
Yeah, I don't try to. My wife don't like for me to go too far.
Well, I understand. You know, everybody has to do what they can do, Don Mac. You know, I'm just asking. Reason why I'm asking is because you bring a lot of action, man, and I just want you to know.
No,
you're important to the game.
If we can go on Saturday, it's fine.
On Saturday.
Yeah, I can't go too far. No, I had to be back on Sunday because my grandma had to be at work Monday morning.
Well, I understand that. Business before pleasure, ain't that right?
Yep.
Well, Don Mac, do you have anything else you would like to say, though?
No, I'm just sitting there listening.
Okay, Don Mac, thank you for tuning in, bro.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Lady, we have any more callers?
No, sir.
Is there anybody out there would like to say anything or like to make a comment or anything? If not, I'm going to go on and close the show down tonight. I apologize to everybody. I'm not up to par on my game when it comes to being a host. I'm kind of slacking because I've been gone sick. But next week, I'm going to bring y'all a live and raw show as usual. Is Sleepy out there?
Let me check for him. He came right on. Sleepy, your mic is open.
Sleep.
He might be muted.
Okay, champ, I'm off mute now.
Sleep, what's going on, baby?
Ain't nothing, champ. Good to hear from you, man. I was getting kind of worried, man. I thought you was giving up the show or something.
No, man. I just have been sick with the sinus and flu and virus. Seemed like everything was just happening all at one time, man. And I'm finally back and ready and going to start bringing it back raw and uncut on Friday nights.
Well, praise the Lord, Joe. I'm glad to hear it, man. I'm glad you're feeling better, man, because I sure did miss you, man.
Yeah. I mean, Sleep, ain't no use to me trying to run the ghost no show and I can't even talk good. Don't you agree?
I agree with you, champ. I'm sitting back listening, man. I'm getting ready to take Mama out. We ain't been out in a while, so I was getting ready to jump in the shower, man. But I couldn't get in the shower without at least listening. So that's why I hit the one button, man. That's, you know, I'm sitting there thinking about you. I love you, brother. You know that.
I love you too, Sleek. That's why I asked about you, just to see was you there. You done made my night. But Sleek, can I tell you to do one thing that'll make mama smile?
Go ahead, Joe, I'm listening.
When you get by a stove, give some candy. That'll keep us
yeah,
okay.
Get something.
Okay, Sleek.
She heard you, champ. She heard you.
Give him some candy. That candy will keep
her sweet. That's right. Even up there south, that candy will sweeten him up more than Joe.
There you go.
Hey, Joe, I just want to let you know, man, that it's good in front of you and you again, man. I love you, man. And I want to give a shout-out to my big homie, Big Drag, and all the rest of the grudge world, man. I'm going to get on this shower, man, so I can take Mama out. And I'm going to stop by so and give some candy because you said so there, Big Joe.
All right, then, Father. Y'all have a good night, okay?
All right, appreciate you, Joe, for thinking about me, man. Remember, man, I love you. I'm always in your corner, bro.
All right, Sleep, now, please believe me.
That's right, Joe. It's please believe me.
Take it easy, Sleep, just drop. I was on you.
All right.
Sleep, have a good one. Is there anybody else out there would like to say something? If not, hello? Hello?
Yes, I do have one caller just popped up, 512-6563. Your mic is open.
Hey, how's everybody doing? How you doing, Mississippi Joe?
Tell me, dog, what's going on, baby?
Hey, not a whole lot, man, just sitting back enjoying the show and just wanting to chime in, man, and talk for a little bit and say thanks about for the banquet. And, again, you know, I met Drag probably about 3 years ago when I first met him down in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and he always seems to be a fine guy. Look like he loved racing, been around and just listening to him talk. You know, hey, the guy must have done a lot and see he got a lot of respect in the grudge game. So, man, like you say, when you get them accomplishments like this, it's always good to have him. Drag seem like a down-to-earth guy that really cares about what he's doing. So, hey, big shout-out to you, Big Drag. Keep doing what you're doing. And you got a lot of followers, man, and people look up to this. So, hey, well-deserved. And just want to mention one more thing. And, hey, everybody, keep doing what you're doing. Things seem like they're coming together in 2013. We continue to pull together. We can make this thing bigger and better throughout the country. And on one final note, April 6th, all roads lead to Texas. Houston Motorsports Park is going down. Also, July 5th and 6th, World Grudge Nationals. Going to be a very, very big event. So mark your calendars, everybody. We hope to see everybody. So, hey, Joe. Just want to take a shout out to you, man. Glad to see you back. Look forward to you and T.O. with that car coming back out. I know it's going to be a bad thing to be reckoned with.
All right, Tracy, man. You know you're welcome, Governor. You know you're welcome. You know, feel free anytime to come on and say whatever you want to say. I'd like to thank you for everything you do and your compadre, Miss Sharon. Without y'all, a lot of stuff wouldn't get done. Even though you all are behind the scenes, I want to let everybody know y'all are some of the reasons why it happens. Shout out to y'all, Tracy.
Hey, thank you, man.
I also want to thank to Tracy and Miss Sharon, man. We appreciate them, man, and all that they do for Grudge Inc. And as in racing, man, I finally got a chance to meet Miss Sharon, and she's just as lovely in person as she is talking to on the phone. Easy to get along with, man. Beautiful smile. Tracy, y'all got a heck of a team there, man. Keep up the good work, bro. And I appreciate all that you've said and done, man. Thanks.
I appreciate it, man. And she thanks you just as well. So, you know, we've been doing it for about 4 years, man. You know, we hope to continue doing it.
Yeah. Well, good luck to you, brother.
Big fella, I always told you, man, if I was just half as smooth as you, I'd be one, as my little boy said, I'd be one something mean, something a gun. Huh? I'd be a mean son of a gun, boy. If I was just half, three quarters smooth as you, huh?
Cut it out, man. Cut it out, Joe.
But I'm going to go have final comments, man. We're going to get on off the show. And next week, I promise, I'll be back in full effect with a mean topic. And we're going to be hooping and hollering like some wild, crazy dogs and putting in work. But as of right now, I want y'all to tell them all, Mississippi Joe is back, and he's back stronger and better than ever. and he coming to a theater near you live and in living color. And with that being said, Lady, let's go to the phone line so we can get some final comments. Lady, you sleep, baby?
I'm not. I'm on mute. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, Lady, let's go down the line, do some final comments, and we're going to get on off there.
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Oh, hang on a minute. I got a guest want to talk to you, brother. Hang on 1 minute.
Okay, okay, okay. All right, big guy. What is it, Big Clark?
What did he say, a guest or a ghost?
Hey, you know, talk about too, you know, what I'd like to say before we let them get back on the phone, Joe.
Go ahead, Big Mel.
Did you notice how, you know, I was there for a week for the people that wasn't there early. Do you notice how it rained every day and the weather was bad, you know, and clean up until Friday it started fairing up the day that Christendom had a testing tune for everybody, and Sunday turned out to be, Saturday turned out to be the best day that Mississippi had. Five days before and 5 days afterwards. And, you know, we had people, I'm not going to call any names, but people that was actually had got down and said that they wished that, you know, that day turned out to be bad, wouldn't be a success. But I just wanted to say that, boy, you can't hurt God's people. You know what I'm saying? Out of all the rain, you know, it rained 5 days before and 5 days after pretty much, man. And that turned out to be the prettiest day Mississippi's seen in a month. But that just to show you when you live right and you treat right people right and fast, you can't hurt them, man. So throwing stones at people and trying to hurt them, man, you ain't hurt nobody but yourself. So, I mean, for the people that way, they need to really think about, you know, how they're living, man. That's right. Well, Mississippi Joe, I got your compadre, your number one dog, and his name is the number one stunner, DJ Gray.
Hey, man, what's happening?
DJ Grant, what's happening?
I'm good, man. I had to come in and show my face, say hello. How y'all doing out there, man? What's going on?
I'm apologizing to my fans because I really didn't, you know, I'm really back and I'm lost. But next week I'll be back with full swing with a good topic and everything. I just wanted to come back and just shed a little light on the banquet and the upcoming events. You know, just do it brief and just to let them know I was back. So get ready. It's going to be an explosion next Friday night, you know, things of that nature. I also heard you supposed to be going to action March 2nd at the zoo. Is that true?
Yes, sir. I plan to go to Mr. CC's ass.
Hold up now, Stunner. Wait a minute. You're on my damn phone now, Stunner. Hold on.
I know that's your partner, Clark, but no offense, but I plan to go to your partner's ass.
Hey, man, listen, I'm going to tell you something. Now, them boys there is cocked and loaded, and they bar none on them 28s, baby.
Listen, man, they not supposed to, so, and I don't bar none either.
Oh, yeah, well, one thing about it, I can't tell everybody that's listening. Joe, I don't know if you were there, but Stunner fell out the trailer down there in Lena Friday night, and, man, listen, everybody talking about they couldn't get down to the racetrack. Stunner came out there and showed them what a cop's supposed to look like, what it's supposed to do. He went down there and picked that thing back up around the 3:30 mark and tried to go on through that trap, man.
You know what? He told me the same thing. He said when everybody saw him make that pass, those who wanted to race him, they went to bag it up.
Hey, man. They had a reason to bag up. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Man, every time you see a juggle bell up out there just like he got a pro mile behind a pro mile motor up in there, and he get out around that 300-foot mark, and you see him trying to take wings and fly a little bit, man, you better be careful.
I do agree with you.
But also, Clark, I want to know if this is true. I talked to King Scooby today, and they told me March the 2nd they supposed to be running the white boys in Macon at the zoo. Is that true?
Man, listen. King Scooby, CC, and Jody has declared war on 28th in, at the zoo on the 2nd. Man, I'm going to tell you something. Them guys calling, they want Big Low. They calling for a Big Ball Factor. They want the white boy. They said everybody's got a name, and everybody who's who, those are the ones they want to start with. I said, wait a minute. Y'all doing this thing backwards, man. Y'all got to bag up. You're supposed to start at the bottom and go to the top. They said, man, they want to start at the top and just kill the bottom. You know, and Starla, you know, you, Starla, you my dog, but your name is on that list, Starla.
Oh, hold on. I know something that I want to address, too. It's a fella by the name of Butt Naked. Lady, get Butt Naked on this line.
Hey, man, listen. Hey, Butt Naked has became a farmer. He is raising reindeer on his land right now, so... You know, he may be out there feeding his deer right now, man.
Well, y'all, did he pay his punk out, or did he make preparations to pay his punk out? That's what I want
to
know.
Preparations. I don't know if he paid about now. I don't know if I heard that.
Uh-oh. Starting on driving the green like that. Let Butt Naked come on.
I'm shut up.
Lady.
I'm working on it. Just a moment.
Okay, baby. Thank you.
Hey, Joe, listen. Listen, man,
yes,
hey, your show is full, man, so one
it's
thing about you,
for a while.
Yeah, you don't need to close out, man. You need to go and carry this on out tonight, man.
Man, you know I got to get back used to the swing of things, Clark. Clark, I've been gone for about a month, man. I gotta get back used to the swing of things, but, to go to 10 o'clock tonight, I don't know if I'm going to go that long tonight.
I will. Like I said before, I will say this about CC and Jody and Scooby. They not talk. They about physical. When they got to the track, they were trying to lock in anybody he wanted to act like they wanted to move before they even made a shakedown.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Oh, yeah. Now, that's true. And
that's
I want to say that. First of all, everybody who put in work, I'm finna give them their props. I like to get Wit 901 Bad Boy Day Props,
yep.
Because they, not only is Wit talking the talk, he
walking
the walk. Anybody can say what they want to say, but I'm going to call it like it, as my mama used to say, I'm going to call it like it, T.I.E.
Oh, yeah.
CC and them, I'm going to get them their props. They racing, they doing what they say they're going to do, so. But Clark, I asked Drag this. And now that I got you on the phone, Stunner, I want to ask y'all this. Do y'all think the 901 Bad Boys can be stopped in the 213 year? Yes or no?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah. They can be stopped.
They're going to be stopped. And I know if they can be, they're going to be.
But
racing with them right now, but y'all got to remember this, too, now.
Hold on. Big fella, we can't. It sound like you back in the woods or something. What you on, speakerphone, or you got
I'm on speakerphone. Let me take you off the speaker, Joe.
Okay.
Now, the 901 boys, there's guys out there capable of running with them, but y'all got to remember, too, now, they can see what's going on. I don't think they're just sitting still waiting on the Joker to catch up.
No. Let me tell you this,
man. I agree with you, big fella. They not sitting still. I agree with you.
I'm going to tell it like a T.I.E. is. They was crazy to go down there to Witt House. I mean, the thing is, you know, tell it like it is. I mean, Jody and CC them, I mean, they got a nice unit, a good program, a hell of a car, but they ain't got as much test time under their belt as 901.
Yeah,
901, that's their backyard right there now.
You gotta realize, CC and Jody got a brand new car. They got a brand new car, but I'm gonna tell you something, man. When them boys get the bug worked out that thing, hey man, shut it down, man.
Oh, they got
shut it down.
That's not like anybody else, man. I mean, one thing you gotta understand, ain't nobody short of power. but it's all about, you know, putting that to the ground. That's it.
Yeah.
And they got the right people. I mean, they got a good program. I'm not saying they gonna get it figured out a lot quicker than a whole lot of other people will. But you know, they definitely gonna be a force to be reckoned with. And they gonna be out there.
What's happening, fellas?
Leon.
That's right. Leak down on somebody's ass.
What's going on?
Hey, Joe, don't you be away from this show like that no more, man.
What's that leaking?
Don't be away from this show like that no more. Every Friday calling, you got somebody filling in for you.
You're right, Leon. I'm back, man. I mean, I apologize. If you was on earlier, I apologize to everybody, man. That's all I could do, man.
Hey, Leon.
Bro.
Well, we're not accepting your apology. Bobby,
go wild, child. Hey, I'm not a whole lot, man. Just getting in, man. Listen, I said, let me catch up with the show real quick.
Hey, Leon.
What's that, bro?
I got to tell you, you got a couple guys out here pissed off down in Mississippi. They had a blue Camaro that they was trying to run you with down here. They heard you the other night when you come on the show and said that y'all were going to run it, but y'all made the man put the car up or something like that. Man, I got about 20 phone calls this morning about that, man.
We're going to take that Butterfinger and beat his ass. He should have unloaded it, not put it up. He should have unloaded that. See, he won't take that kind of car whoop on me and Daye, but we had a car down there on some 10-5 just like him. And when the man went down there to ask about racing, the man said he loading up.
Hey, you know, I want to do this, too, before we get carried away. I also would like to get Dunye and Little Red Riding Hood and everybody who brought action. And,
don't forget about the Detroit boys, neither, Joe.
Yeah, I already gave them their props when I first came on the show.
Mr. Joe, don't give too much props
because they're still licking their wounds.
Well, they got beat, but they did run, Leon.
That's not important, man.
Yes, they did.
Bring it action.
Mr. Joe.
Go ahead, Mr. Wildtown. You got the floor.
I just want how y'all doing, everybody? Big Clock, all y'all, Lady Aid, and all y'all good fellas out there, the number one stunner, and also my friend that he couldn't make it out of the woods because he got the deer pellet around the house. I know he probably ain't on the line, but anyway, good evening. Hey, man, I just want to say I heard that I got an award from Grudge Inc., for top sportsman. I just want to tell y'all, I do appreciate it. So, you know, them ghost ass whooping pay it off. Hey, Mr. Joe.
Yes, sir. 2011
was your year. Why? And then 2013 ended up being mine.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Congratulations to you, Bobby.
Well, I appreciate it. And I got a couple of hit lists on the hit list, and, can I name them this year?
Yes, sir. Feel free. Go right ahead.
I got to finish up with Walter Mann.
Okay.
Sure. I got to slap. I got to go ahead on the slap Dolomite.
Hello.
I do want to meet Mr. Virginia Slim.
First of all.
And I got to get with Bowley. And my last and least and my best friend of all. I'm gonna let him introduce his own self. Go ahead and introduce your own self.
My wife said I'm gonna send your hair back, man.
Get Clark. So I'm gonna find out what they're working with. But anyway, hey Joe, it's a good show, man. Glad to come on and thank all y'all and for everything and I hate I missed it, but I'm glad, you know, things worked out for the best. One thing about it, Big Clock, I heard you talking. Boy, when God for you, who can be against you? You'll always remember that.
That's right.
There you go, so,
yes, sir. That's it. I don't care what. You know, I was telling him how blessed he was that all the things that went wrong, you know, and everything else. But you know what? I'm telling you something. 2013 going to be a good year, I believe, for all the people. We want to stop our bickering, and I hope that we done with it. And just let it lay where it's gonna lay. Don't get mad because somebody's got a show or this and that. I think me and
Somebody got shot on the same day. I got one in the mouth with Domingo, whatever the name is. And that's not going to bother me, you know. And I know me and Jay, we're about 60 miles apart, but people going to go where they want to go. You know, people going to go where they want to go. So I just hope we just, hey, just stay positive and let's do some racing, because I'm just going to beat Dick Clark just to have some fun. I'm going to bet him some money too, though, but I'm just going to, every time I look at him, I'm just going to make him wish he never saw me. And, hey I'm going to tell y'all this. I got some G by the ass I'm going to get this year. I don't care what you say. They drawed on me. Hey, Mississippi Joe, you remember Mississippi Joe? You remember that?
Who drawed on you, Bobby?
I ain't going to call his name right now, but you know. you was on, hey. Don't you remember when I was a cameraman for Don't Night up there at the House of Hook? You remember that? And you told them, no, you ain't gonna bar the camera, man. Remember that?
Oh yeah, golden
in. I'm gonna draw on somebody ass. That's all thing I'm gonna say on some G body. And you talking about I got big guy, little guy, I got a little motor and I'm underpowered. So I'm gonna find out. So they told me they wanna put my ass in the light, so I'm gonna see can they put me in there. I'm gonna break up some of this shit this year.
About that, you know, because I was really considering maybe a Thomas Dog race in April, but
we probably just go to Edmond because it's a little bit closer to us, you know. But we're going to make one Atomic Dog Races this year.
Yeah.
And we're going to bring at least four or five guys from Chicago.
Oh, yeah. And then y'all come on to All Benny too. Don't be scared to come on down.
We're going to hit you, Bobby Charles. We're going to hit you that same week we come down to Georgia. You know, you definitely on the program, you know. We could do two of them, you know, because y'all so close together.
Oh, okay. All right. I want y'all to be scared because we ain't gonna whoop y'all ass too bad if y'all come down.
Well, y'all got any normal aspirated cars down there? By the time I get mine together, I'm gonna try some of them, Bob. I definitely got to try them. I ran out of money when it was time to buy nitrous, so I couldn't afford the nitrous.
My car basically is, you know, I mean, I just took all that other stuff on there, and it'll end up sticking on there, but I can take it off. And, you know, if you want to give up a little something, you know, we could try a little something, you know.
What could I give up? You got the same thing I got, Bobby.
I ain't quite got, we ain't running parts, but, you know, I just know I'm going to need a little help, you know. You know, like that number say, let me tear up out of there, you know, and see what you can, you know, see what you're working with, you know.
Hey, Greg, he say he need a little help. So, matter of fact, when we come down, we'll stop by. First thing early in the morning, we'll stop and get him a cup of coffee. That'll get him going.
Well, what we will do for you, Bobby, what we will do, you leave that nitrous on, just let us start the race, man, and come on behind
me. Yeah.
Well, that might sound like something we can work out.
Yeah, just leave it on, man. We don't want to dismount.
But no, how about the back tire?
The back tire to me, man, is a sucker race, man. I ain't kidding you.
Well, didn't y'all say this shit by trickery?
Yeah, well, that's what that is, trickery. We want the break.
Hey, Dad, we're going to get him that cup of coffee at the truck stop on our way. That way he can, you know what I'm saying? He needs a little kick, though.
Yeah. Well, how about I just take all that stuff off, and then
we'll give you the back tie. You take all that off, we'll give you the back tie.
Well, I want to do like you. I want to tear up out of there. I want to leave.
I thought you said it back time.
Hell with that back time. You just said, I learned very quickly. I want you to know I learned very quickly. You said, that's a sucker race.
Well, I just wanted to afford the same thing to you that you was affording to me now.
Sounds like he got on that trans break.
Yeah, so now I want to leave. You know, just let me leave. I take it all off and just let me leave. That's all I ask.
No, I'm not letting another Rick Jones car leave. No, sir. I know what type of 61 them jokers will put out.
Man, but I ain't got nothing but a 350. I mean, a 468. And then what is it? Did you tell me what that was, Mississippi Joe?
I got a 426, man. That's what I got in my car, 426.
I got a 406.
Yeah. Well, that's why we're going to give you that back time, Bobby, because I don't think it'd be fair to just run your head up, you know, with no motor than
that. Hold
on,
there's so much lying going on in this show. Y'all going to have me to lie, man.
Hey, Joe, I thought they had started an auction on them damn numbers they were calling.
You ain't lying, man. It's them low numbers, man.
But look at here, hey, Big Clark. But one thing about it, when me and Drag get through with your ass, ain't nothing gonna be left.
Uh-oh.
Hey, all I can tell you, Bobby Wildchild, that Mississippi Nightmare is on his way back.
Well, I'm gonna let you know.
I'm one that's glad to know that. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad to know that. That makes me feel good to know that it's on his way back. Okay, I'm just telling you. You know, normally when that nightmare hits the scene, now don't be a whole lot of talking. I've heard more talking since it's been gone than I ever heard in my life. But Chris, if you mess around and had it when you come this way to Chicago, we go up to Rockford. You know that track is four lanes wide.
Ooh.
I'm gonna have an extra third member with me for you. I want you to put it in so we can go out that back door.
Okay. Okay.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't let him go out the back door. He might not stop. Yeah, he might keep going.
Hey, we got enough sand pit down there. They can flow in now.
Byron's got plenty shut off and everything. I want
I want to put that HDMI in 3 and let the half go back.
Yeah, okay. All right.
That's what I want to do.
Now he told me, be careful what you ask for, Dre.
I want you to go down yonder way so we can really get, you know, the numbers that we're looking for. I want to joke and look at the scoreboard and say, damn.
Hey, Dre, we gonna have to do too.
What's that?
My buddy, he had that little ignited explosion. I'm about to go and tie his ass up now.
Who
is that? We got Big Clark and Gadget Race off the map now. I feel real good. This old Camaro feel real good. Gadget say we're gonna have to go on and sit down. So I'm about to go and get a hold of Gadget ass. And it ain't gonna be long.
Oh man.
I'm about to go and get a hold of my buddy and let him know what time it is. I just hope he be at his best.
Oh, Gadget, you got back in the cell now, Leo. You better be careful with your ass, sir.
Hey,
I watched him on the video. Gadget looked good till he had the back spot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he looked real good. That's what made me feel good. We just alike. Ain't no excuses.
Yeah.
We had to light Mississippi up somewhere down there.
Oh, yeah, it's going down.
Yeah, I just want to say I had a good time at your race, man. I really did. I'm excited to be off real good.
We enjoyed it, and I don't know down my mind, Big Chris. I knew the day was going to be good. I knew it, man. I just knew it.
You know, man, I appreciate y'all fellas coming out, taking the time to come all the way down, man. You know, hey, I was glad to see all of you. You know, it was like a big family reunion to me, man. I seen all my brothers. Everything looked, you know, everything was just good, man.
It was, man. It was a very good outing all the way around, man. It was great. And the banquet was as well, man. And even though my old buddy got dogged, old Tornado wouldn't let him get home, I was glad to see him and what he was in. You know, he felt like he should have been dressed up, but I was just glad to see him.
Hey, man, you know, Jay Barr was like the preacher. He just told Joe, come as you are.
Right. Yes, sir.
Hey, y'all know long as I've been racing, and long as I've been traveling and running behind this man, I ain't never seen this man in a suit, boy. I don't know what Jay Brown had, but he put him in a suit.
Well,
that
was a nice
suit right there. That damn man got in that suit, man. Hey, I think he was trembling when he walked up there because he had that suit on.
Hey, man, late on that night, we took some pictures. Shit. I can't wait to see them pictures because me and Drag Boat was sweating like man, I'm talking like somebody had the heat on.
that suit I had on was so cheap, I had to wait till it quit raining, God dog, because I thought that you were going to drop on me, God dog.
Yeah, dog. That was all right, though, man. That was real
my
good.
Said,
I just...
My mama said, boy, don't you know these tags ain't supposed to be on the sleeve? I said, what shoes? I don't know, Mom. She cut the tags off sitting at the table. She had the tag in the suit on the sleeve. That show you how much I know about putting on some suits and stuff like that, man. I wear jeans and Dickies and stuff like that. I don't, and sweatpants. I don't wear no suits.
Well, that was a good with that, though, boy.
Yeah, hey, Leon, that was a little slick suit you had on, too. Now you look like the Zoop Suit Man or somebody.
Hey
man,
I thought
Leon was the damn grudging man when he walked in the...
Yeah, that's
what I was talking,
man.
He's so clean now.
Yeah, that's what I was talking.
I really enjoyed myself. I mean, I enjoyed the fellowship just as much as I enjoyed the racing, man. I mean, it's just a good thing.
Hold y'all. I got to say this. I'm sorry for being rude, son, because I know I'm rude, but forgive me, son. Listen, y'all.
I was over at the Marriott with
right before the tornado. So was all sitting in there, and a guy walked in, he said, man, it's a tornado right down the street. So son jumped up and went outside, and I jumped up and went outside, and son said, man, there's a tornado right there. So, man, we went outside, we looking at this tornado. It's messing up stuff. So Stoner gets up on some chairs.
to take a better look at the tornado.
So,
man, starting slips and fall, man. I'm gonna hard on the concrete. But, man, he was so hyped up that he jumped right up. You know, his drilling was somewhere. He had his hand down there to hold him. All right, he went to limping around there. You know how when you fall, and when it hits you, all of a sudden you feel it. He went to limping around, wasn't showing it too much. And I looked at him limping, and I ain't laughing for saying nothing because I wanted to see if Stoner was all right. And I looked at him when he was limped over, he looked at me and laughed, and boy, I just bust out laughing. Because I knew he was all right then, but boy, you're talking about some funny shit.
The man that was behind the counter is an African dude, right? Man, he said, he goes, you sure you okay? Yeah. He said, darling, because that's some funny shit, man. That was some funny shit. I didn't know what it last, but then, but boy, that was some funny shit. What did you see? He hit his, he bust his ass. It was some funny shit, man. I said, God damn, man, you laughing just a little too hard, ain't you, bro?
Hey, I tell you some more funny stuff now.
You done got a hold of
the
kingdom.
The most funny stuff is when Lil Tony got up there and Lil Tony do the welcome.
Oh, man, that was funny.
Oh, you ain't lying, man. Damn.
Hey, man, Lil Tony got stuck. He kept saying, look at the paper. Then he looked back at Jay Vaughn. He looked at the paper. Then he looked back at Pro Stock Joe. And Lil Tony said, hey, I need some help with this.
You know, you smack it.
Hey, that's some clothes, man.
No, you've been trying. Just look at it like this. Just say, Jesse, you've been trying to get in for 2 or 3 years.
Who is that?
Tommy Dog. Tony wasn't ready, man. They didn't tell him nothing, so he didn't know what was going on, you know?
Everybody said they're looking at it. He froze.
Yeah.
But I tell you, I had a good time, man. I didn't tell you I had a good time. I didn't leave it to Wednesday coming home.
Yeah.
I was still down there. But it's all good. We're going to do that again, though. That's how I need to be
almost every time. I mean, every time we can make it, every time we can, man, that's how it's supposed to go down, man.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey,
Clark, you know what you did? Them people are going to think they're going to be able to make that money every weekend now.
What are you talking about, Leon?
They're going to think they're going to make that money every weekend.
They had a crowd. It was beautiful. And then Big Chris said, God dog, to some people we had to turn away. I said, shoot, them people have been in there like sardines. Hey, man, they was already in there like sardines. I'm serious. We had to turn. Hey, we couldn't let nobody else in the track. It would have been sardines on top of sardines. Big Drag wasn't turning the quarter down. Come in. Y'all sit in the bathroom if you want to. I wouldn't give a darn. Just bring that paper in.
Bring that cash over there. Pack them in.
It was real nice. And I also want to say, Chris, that I want to give props to the Holiday Inn for catering the banquet because the food was nice, good.
Man, I'm telling you, man. Even my mama said it. That doggone food was so good, man. It was, man.
It was good.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
Them greens and that fish, and I never got a chance to get all the piece pie started because Red got all that piece pie.
And you could eat what you could go back until the food was gone. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no plate.
that you got, and then you sit down. Man, you go back until the food was gone.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Chris requested that. It had to be
yeah.
all you can eat, ain't that right, Chris?
That right. Had to be the buffet, man. Had to be the buffet.
Yeah. For the pancakes?
Well, y'all did a nice job. You did a nice job, Big Daddy. That food was on point, man. I just hate that, you know, I was still under the weather. I didn't eat that much, but, boy, what I did eat was good.
Well, what you didn't eat, I ate me two big old plates.
Man, y'all be bulljiving. I put so much on one to where I don't have to make no trip back.
Hey, man, look, hey, I wasn't going to say nothing, but I saw Mississippi Joe play here in the hit table. I thought he was going to drop about 10 pieces of fish.
Man, I ate earlier with Stalin. Stalin took and treated me to breakfast, man. But, shoot, it was time to eat. Man, they really quit, man.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you something.
That time Joe, no, he can eat, boy. He can, y'all ain't never seen Joe can eat, boy.
I'm just playing. I don't know what style of food go, but hey, I promise y'all, if I ever get some big money, I'm gonna take all y'all out to eat just so y'all can see Stunner eat, and y'all gonna think he got termites in his ass or something.
We don't take no big money to do that. We all got enough. The next time we meet up, we all just go out and eat. You know, whatever the deal is, we all chip in. That's how we do that.
Man, when y'all see Stunner eat, oh man, y'all gonna trip the fuck out.
Hey, Joe, hold on 1 second though. You know, I know we having fun tonight on this show, but man, there's one important person that we're missing that we need to get on here some kind of way. And man, that's Big Larry. I really, you know, I hadn't heard Larry none this week on no show, man. And I'm gonna tell y'all something. Larry went there and sacrificed eating. He sacrificed watching the race because he was more concerned about everybody's race cars and personal belonging, man. You know, he did that security. So hey, man, we need to get Larry on. Everybody needs to acknowledge Larry for what he did, man. Because
hold on, man.
Let's see, can I get him on,
Lady A? I'm gonna tell you, man. Somebody probably got to call him on their cell phone because it's 9 o'clock, Joe.
Drag, can you get Larry on, Drag?
I think Lady A can get him on. She'll call the phone and get him in through Grudge Inc.
It's after hours. I can't.
Okay. I can't pull him up because I clicked over the
hour.
Well,
Clark, I'm going to get off because I just came on to say, you know, hello to everybody.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to take it easy,
man.
Y'all be good, man.
All right, y'all.
We'll see you at the zoo March the 2nd, right?
You better believe it.
All right,
folks. Be careful. Hey, can you get Larry on now, Big Chris?
Yeah, I'm going to get him on. Hold on.
Yeah, get him on.
Yeah, that was all right, man.
It was real good fellowshipping and everything, man. And we got to continue to do that and support one another, man.
That's right. And I ain't got no problem about doing that.
Yeah, we really do, bro.
As long as the good Lord wake me up every day and I can go to work, I'm going to come see some more drag racing. Only thing about it, Joe, this time when I come, I ain't going to be able to get rid of these twins. These twins can't stay at home no more.
Uh-oh. What's that mean, Leah?
Uh-huh.
What's that mean? Hold on, Leah.
Okay.
All right, Joe, I got Larry on, man.
Hey, Leon.
Yeah.
Keep the show going, man. I'm going to get Drag on, okay? He got knocked off.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, hey, Larry, everybody was, you know, just talking about you, man, and was giving their appreciation for what you did, dude. You know what I'm saying? I told everybody that, man, I watched you sacrifice eating, sacrifice watching any grudge racing, all that, man, because you were more concerned about everybody and everybody's everybody's cars and everything, man. You know, you volunteered yourself to do the security. And, you know, I, for one, want to thank you, man, again and tell you how much I appreciate it. I mean, as well as all other fellow grudge racers, man. Everybody really appreciated what you had going on, man.
Well, I really appreciate it that you know, it made you feel that way, Big Claw, because when I get on here and I talk about what we do when it comes to
what we do,
8-4. I be being serious about it, man. I don't be playing, man. I'm for whatever gonna make his work, Big Clock, and especially when it comes to you and the other guys that put in a lot of hard work and so far and so on. I may not be able to put the work in that a lot of them have, but I'm gonna put my portion in, you know. So, you know, I'm glad it was appreciated, and if I have to, I'd be more than willing to do it again.
Man, I'm gonna tell you, you know, I know we saw you out there in, at the banquet. Everybody was in there at the banquet, and man, you were still out there watching everybody's stuff. Man, we had to actually make you come in and eat. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it was important to you that you watched everybody's stuff. And I'm gonna tell you, man, I mean that showed what kind of dedication that you got, Larry. And I'm gonna tell you, man, you know, it means a lot. It means a lot to all of them.
Yeah, Larry, and we want to let you know we appreciate you as Grudge Inc. Governors. I got Drag on the phone. I got everybody on the phone. And we want to let you know we appreciate you. Tell them, big fella.
Man, we appreciate you, Larry, for all your effort and everything that you've done, man, this weekend. But before even then, all, you know, the support that you give Grudge Inc., the support that you gave me through the years, you know, with this racing and being around us, man, with guys like you, got dog, we got to succeed, Larry. We appreciate you, bro.
Well, Drag, you, I ain't got to say too much when it comes to you, because we've been knowing each other a long time. And hey, Drag, as long as everybody chip in, man, and we do what we got to do, it's got to work. And I'm serious. I want to see it work. You know, I want to see it through other people. I can't do it right now. I'm not able, but I'm able to see it through you all, and that's a good thing, you know. Because I'm not selfish, you know. I can see a whole lot of stuff going on. I might give my opinion, or when I give my opinion, this is trying to help out, man. And if all of us get together and do this, man, it's gonna work, man. It's gonna work.
Yeah. Well,
you know.
We just want you to know, man, that man, that was mighty courageous of what you've done, man. You know, we appreciate that. Not only do we appreciate it, we needed it, man. You know, without you doing that, a lot of people would have been in a tough spot, man. But,
hey, I want to put my two cents in. I wasn't there, but I don't know him. But, man, that seemed like he was a real dedicated guy, man. I tell you, that was all right for him to you know, to sacrifice whatever he and Big Clark saying and Big Drag and, you know, man, I wasn't there, but I wanna applaud you. Hey, thank you, because I hate other people's stuff, you know, getting messed with and stuff. So from me,
my
wild child and US-19, thank you.
And I appreciate that coming from you two also, and Mississippi Joe. But you think about it, I ain't the only one got dedication. Y'all the one got dedication, man. Y'all put y'all money. Y'all put y'all time in there. And people just take it for granted. They want to come by and get it. Well, what they should have did, they should have stopped by. Because when they come through the gate and stop by, I'd have told them, well, y'all come on in. I got play cards for you. Come on get them, man.
Well, they told me, now, I ain't trying to brag in them, but they told me you had a Gatling gun waiting on anybody wanted to come on in.
Hey, Joey, they got ready to lock the gate. They got ready to lock the gate. Larry told, what you doing there for? Leave them open. Matter of fact, open up a little wider, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I got this here tonight.
I wish that's real commitment, Big Clark, and I see why you want to applaud him and give him his props and show him his love, because that was a courageous, not only was it a good thing to do and nice and a was courageous also, Larry. So, Grudge Inc. family, our heart goes out to you, partner. Much props to you.
All right. And mine go out to all of y'all, too, man. I love all y'all, man. As my brothers of the brotherhood, man, and being part of the same family that I'm a part of. And I appreciate y'all very much.
All right. We appreciate you, Larry.
You got it. And don't be no stranger on my show, Larry. All that junk about you can't get on, you call me. I don't want to hear that no more, Larry. You don't have no excuse.
Okay. Well, I won't be no. I ain't going to be no stranger in the South.
There you go.
All right.
I ain't going to be no stranger in the South. Y'all might look up anytime and see me, man. I'm a coming. Like that little boy said, I'm a coming.
Yeah, Leroy told me y'all were coming real soon, boy.
That's right.
Yeah,
but
it's
good.
All right, we appreciate you, Big Larry. And, you know, man, I can't say no more about that, Larry. I can't say too much about it, man. I'm going to tell you. It meant a lot to us down here, man. So thank you again, bro.
And Lil Wick, I want to thank you for being who you was to me, man. Lil Wick coming, I don't know, man. There's something special about that little guy, man. That little guy coming got me, man. And he treated me just like he had known me all his life, man. You know, and we've been talking on the radio, and I felt good about it because I know I had made a spiritual connection with Lil Wick, man. Lil Wick treated me so nice, man. You know, and he looked after me like I was one of his own, you know, and I liked it then.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
Hey,
Joey,
Late
A
still on?
I am.
Hey, Late A, will you open up 248-0347? I think he's trying to get on to say something to Larry too.
Big Clark, is there anybody else you want to give some shout outs to, man, for somebody that they may not have heard you on your own show? And
You know, Joe, I'm just thankful to everybody, man. And you know, I mean, to people that I didn't call your name, it ain't that I forgot you. I mean, I want to thank everybody because, I mean, you know, man, we had a successful show. And, you know, I owe it to everybody that participated, man. So, you know, thanks to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Right. In other words, Big Clark is saying that he couldn't have did it without you all.
That's right. We all
made
it possible, you know.
Yeah.
Who looking for me?
What is time, man?
901.
Hey, that
sound like
Whit. We done talked to Ben for him. Whit, what's happening, partner?
What's going on? What's up, Larry? How you doing? What's up, y'all?
What's going on, baby boy? How you feeling?
Well, we're going to be
on
time,
man. I'm kind of breaking up a little bit.
Ain't nobody really looking for you, Wick, but everybody's just getting you a problem. Drag me, Clark, whoever. But I brought up the question, will anybody be able to stop the 901 Bad Boys to 213 years? And somebody brought up Big Low. I know who it was. It's that guy, Steve, from what was it from?
S-H-R-A?
What was it, Drake?
S-R-C, something like that. I mean, but that, he down there from Florida.
And he brought up Big Low, and I told him, as soon as you be on the same track with Big Low, that you was going to split his head.
Hello?
Did you hear me, Wick?
Nah, I couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
I said, it was a gentleman came on here by the name of Steve, and he said Big Low was going to stop you in the 213 year. And I said, what you told me, as soon as you on the same ground with Big Low, that you was going to split his head.
I'm going to fuck Big Low up. That's what I'm going to do.
I told him what you told me. I didn't lie on you.
Nah, you ain't lying. I'm going to fuck Big Low up as soon as I catch him. Catch him in the wrong area, Cole, I'm gonna fuck him up.
And that's just the truth, ain't it, Wick?
That's the truth.
And then somebody asked me, well, we gonna run you, and I said, yeah, we are, but right now, I don't even want to talk about that because our car is not ready.
Right. Well, yeah, when I kids loaded
up, 901 bad boys are ready. They're at the race right now. We not. So until we ready, I ain't saying no more about that booth. I don't
well, yeah, so either Lowe's going to mess me up or I'm going to mess him up.
Well,
I've been looking for him.
Well, now you know somebody's going to go back and tell him now. This is a show now, Will. I want you to be aware of that.
They need to hurry up and tell him.
Well, your name is really 901 Bad Boy, ain't it?
Come on, Joe. You know how I got that name.
I'm going to give you your props. I just told everybody earlier that you talking the talk, but you also walking the walk. And it is what it is. You doing your thing, man. I hope you keep it up, man, because everybody know when 90 Bad Boys at the track, only way it ain't no action is nobody won't race.
You better believe it. If
look
anybody knows you,
bad boy.
Big Bag and Clark, no, y'all know.
Oh, yeah. Mark was on the show earlier, man.
Yeah, he told me. I was in the mall. I was listening, but I had a lot of background noise.
Yeah, because I kept calling you. I said, we're on the show. But we're, you know, but from what I hear now, you got a body on your head by Danye.
Yeah, I know.
When
Danye
see you again, huh?
Hey, Jay Bond owe me $500 too.
Uh-oh, for what, Witt?
I thought if you don't win the bounty, don't the other person get it?
Don't make me lie. I ain't finna lie on him now.
Oh, okay.
Drag, you know anything about that? Drag. Clark.
Yeah.
You know anything about that?
I'm not for you now. No, I don't know nothing about it. Big Joe.
What about you, Clark? You know anything about that?
No, I just heard him put a battle on with head. He didn't see how it go now.
No,
okay. Yeah, well, you know, we ain't finna lie on our commander in chief. What we don't know about, we ain't gonna speak on it. We're gonna let you and Jay deal with that now.
Oh, okay. Ain't no thing.
I
let them keep the bounty on me.
But I think they said they had to whoop you, didn't they?
Huh?
They said they had to whoop you, didn't they? Or what?
Yeah. I ain't know if I got the money if they didn't, or they still got to keep trying.
What did he say, kid? What did he say? How did he say it, kid?
I think he said they if they whoop him, he would receive what? The bounty would he could collect the bounty or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that means that you won't get nothing. The person who whooped you or when they whoop you, they'll just get $500.
Right.
Okay. Well, he ain't gonna he's smart.
In other words,
he's
gonna save a lot of money.
It.
Is that what you say?
He ain't gonna never have to pay it.
Hey, Will, would you say that again, man?
I said, Jay Bond smart. We've been saying he was smart. To put a bounty out on me, he ain't never got to pay it.
So you ain't going to never get whooped with?
Nah, we try to go undefeated this year.
I'm going to let you make it with that.
Yeah,
hey, Joe.
We try to go.
Hey, Joe.
Go ahead, Larry.
Can I tell Wick something?
Yeah, help yourself.
Hey, Wick, you my man until the world blow up, brother.
Okay, appreciate that. Thank you,
yeah.
Larry.
Yes, sir.
And I feel the same about you.
That's right.
I feel the same about you and all you brothers that's on the phone, all you Grudge racers. You need anything, call me.
Hey, Wick, can you tell Bobby about the win? Did you get a chance to tell Bobby about the wins?
No, I hadn't talked to him. I'm pretty sure he heard Ding Ding probably told him.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, he done heard about that. It's all over the internet. It's all over the internet. Will, why you didn't do no push-ups, you little chump? Why you didn't do no push-ups?
I forget, Joe.
Hey, Wick, hey, my man won't buy that trailer. You think you can meet us halfway?
He said he's going to come all the way and get it. He said he's going to come on and get it.
He called me tonight because he got to go back to work. He tried to get me to come down there. But I said, see if you can meet him halfway.
Nah, you just come on and get it. And I'll throw you something for coming and get it.
Well, we gonna get together on we gonna get together and cause he gonna stop that working. So,
yeah, he said he gonna come get it next weekend.
Right. Yeah. Well, I found out what's going on.
Hey, lady, hold on a minute, Wick. Don't go nowhere, lady.
Yes.
Omar 251-8367.
Been open. Maybe they're on mute, but it's been open.
Hey, your mic been open, CC.
No,
go ahead
and talk,
CC.
Oh, CC.
Well, CC, I want to let you know we got Bad Boy on the 901 Bad Boy. I'm just letting you know.
Oh, got to give him a props in the hand down. He did his thing, you know. He got around us, but we had him, though. We had him. Wherever track he at, we had him.
Well, that's the way a sports is supposed to be, man.
You know, what's up, CC? What's up with you, Wick? Yeah, Wick, no, we dog made that rule quick. We locked for life. Just like when we was at the track. You know, I respect that he had a lot of races. A lot of people ain't know what was going on. They saying this and saying that, but you hearing it from the horse tomorrow. He said, we got a lot of races. And he did tell me that, but I was trying to gauge what I was trying to pay the forfeit money. And run, go back and run it, you know. But like you say, he had to run no bar because they from out of town, but we were trying to run him, so he know wherever track we at, we at it. We going to be at it all the time.
That's what I call bringing action.
Oh, right. Yeah, we ain't no doubt. Ain't no doubt. Well, I'm going to save my news for later on in the year, y'all. Y'all just tune in to Mississippi Joe Show because I promise y'all, if life lands dead fat, I got some action and news for y'all ass.
But Joe, you know something though, Joe?
Yeah.
We did a thing, you know, I've been saying we underestimated him, but I don't think you're going to find now 2810-5 car going to do that.
Well, CC, I told you what did I tell you when you were talking about messing with Bad Boy now? What did I tell you?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah. You
got your hands full, man. You need to know what you're doing. Then you went and grabbed him, CC. I got much respect for you and your crew because you went and grabbed him at his own track, the track that he knows. I ain't going to never come grab with in Holly Springs unless I can get the track called, man, and get the track and do me a day or two. I mean,
but
a day or something.
You know the difference between that, Joe? Joe, you know the difference between that? You know the difference between that?
What's that?
The difference between that, we racing. We ain't just getting on this phone just talking. We trying to be about it, you know what I'm saying? We ain't just going and bumping out of the phone.
But I'm trying to win, too, when I come. I'm coming,
oh, yeah,
I promise you,
oh, yeah.
When we come this year, we coming like a lawyer ain't never lost a case. You can believe that.
Oh, yeah. Anything happened, though, Joe, you got to respect that. You know, a lot of stuff didn't happen, you know.
But, you know, this is what an old man told me one time. That a man without a plan is setting himself up for failure. And I agree with that. If you ain't got no plan, you most likely to mess up than succeed. Remember that, CC.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, dude. Man, I don't even like this damn talk.
Hey, Joe, we ain't worried about that, man. We got a plan.
I'm just telling the truth, though, CC.
We got a plan, man.
But I ain't mad because it brought action. Whatever y'all need to do, you bring your action, you say, man, do it. You know?
Yeah, that without a doubt, man. That without a doubt. We
brought action,
yes,
that's the end of it.
You said what, that? What'd you say? for the sake of
I don't know who that was. Who is that? Somebody saying something? I don't know who that is. Wiz, you still there? Hello?
Yeah, Joe, I don't know what happened there.
I said what I had to say.
Hey, who is this?
That's Mark.
Mark, state your name, boy. You ain't changed. I see. State your name.
Goddamn hitman.
State your name, because you're going to get a lot of ass whooping if you don't listen to Whitney, Mark. You come out of being hard-headed like you used to be, you're going to have a slow ass. You every weekend, you come out if you don't listen to Whit. You come out here being hard-headed, you're going to have a sore ass, Mark. You better listen to Whit and follow Whit, because he know what happened.
What you said, Joe?
I said, Mark better sit his ass down and listen and follow you, because if he jump out here and don't listen to you and follow you, he going to bring home a sore ass whooping every weekend.
Nah, we're going to be all right. We're going to keep everything in the circle.
Well, hey, Mark, hopefully he that changed, Wiz. That's all I can say.
Nah, he telling him, Mark.
But, Wiz, much love, though, man. Bringing much action, and we just want to see it continue, man. That's all.
Oh, yeah. Well.
That's anything you got to say, Whit? You got the floor if you got something you want to say.
Nah, I really ain't got too much to say. I just want to give props out to all the guys who are engaging and trying to put some action on for the fans and stuff, you know, and giving everybody what they want to see, you know, some action.
You're right, Whit.
Hey, Whit, y'all have made it to the big stage yet?
Yeah, we up here. We up here messing around. Hey, CC, tell Scooby to call me.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah,
we up, Claude. We up here, man. It's too congested for me, man. I really could have stayed at home.
All right. Well, you know, y'all be careful, man. Have a good time, dude.
Yeah, be careful, we.
Okay.
Grab me something out the Galleria.
Nah, Joe, I'm riding around looking for that gangster boo. I believe it's up here somewhere. Dang.
I'm fine. Hey, Will, I'm going to tell you something. Every time you say something like that, that makes us push it off long and long.
Oh, shit, I'm going to be quiet then.
Is anybody got anything they want to say? Man, I'm finna close this thing out, bro.
Yeah, I got something I want to say.
Go ahead, kid.
So, I enjoy listening to the show, and I'm finna go get me some rib tips. I'll holler at y'all next week.
And I'll be back with a real good show next week with a good topic.
All right,
well,
then, Joe.
At least a good 30 minutes.
Right. Okay,
so
then,
y'all
Joe. Take care.
Y'all tune in next week. I got something for your ass next week. This here was just the Bulljive show tonight and the meet and greet night. Ain't that something good to call it, Big Clark?
That's it,
Big Clark, what you got to say, buddy?
Oh, yeah. You called it. You called good money, Joe.
Okay.
It, bro.
Okay. Hey, what gadget at the 9 o'clock?
Man, you know, say gadget wife and had him held hostage, man, for the last couple of days. You know?
Well, she ain't let him up behind after Valentine. He must have did something like he used to do when he was young, this Valentine.
There it is. Something had to happen, you know, so. You know, he really been off the scene for the last couple of days. I talked to him a couple of times today.
And, I don't blame him for holding him tight after that damn payday he got. She don't hold that ass going to work.
She don't act like she in love with him now more than ever, Clark. She's smart, all I can say. Clark, I bet you've been nosing a lot of shit around the house too. How you are cooking all the time, bringing your sandwiches and shit for lunch, and as it is, you want mad eggs and mustard and shit on them.
Hey, Joe, hey, I ain't going for that shit. She better not do nothing out of the ordinary.
Oh, but, man, I'm just having fun. I'm moving right along, though. Just having a little fun. But,
oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
But, man, I enjoy everybody, and I thank everybody for tuning in. I'm going to close the show down tonight a little early. Next week, I'm coming to you raw, full blast. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in, and, I'm going to go down the list and do final comments. Lady A. Lady A.
Sorry, I was muted.
I knew it, baby. Listen, we're going to go down the list and do final comments. Let's get it popping, baby.
Okay, Big Clark, final comment.
Hey, good show, man. I enjoyed it tonight, and, you know what I'm saying? I like to, like I say, just tell everybody I appreciate it once again. And I especially like to appreciate my man Kid for not going to sleep tonight. Good job, Kid.
Okay. All right, Big Clark. Thanks, bro.
Bobby Wildchild, final comment.
Hey, good show. Like I say, hey, once again, thank the Grudge Inn family for thanking old Pope Bobby Child down here at US 19. Keep up the good work, y'all. You too, Mississippi Joe.
Thank you, Bobby.
Leon, final comment.
Hey, I want to just say the little time I got on, I had a good time with you guys, and I want to say again, I had a great time down south. I won my race. I started the New Year's off good, and I'm going to keep up the good work.
All right, Leaky Leon, we appreciate you, Leaky.
You know that's right.
Go ahead, lady.
Wait, final comment.
Bad boy, wait.
Oh, yo, good show.
Anything else you guys you want to say before we go, this final comment? That's it?
Yeah, good show. That's all I got to say, Joe. Good show.
All right,
yeah,
Joe. Y'all be careful out there, man.
Nah, I don't want you, Joe. Nah, I don't want you. Hold on.
All right, put it on the phone.
What's up, Joe? Welcome to the Grudge Run, Joe. What you doing, Joe?
Man, I'm just sitting here eating me some mahinis and crackers. What's going on, Nardo?
Ah, okay. Who want to talk about the window right now, Big Joe? I'm just asking you a few more questions. What trap is it?
At the house.
Okay. Who on top of the winner's circle?
Who on top of the winner's circle?
Yeah, for the deal.
Nah,
right
no
now.
One bad boy.
Oh.
901 bad boy. Y'all on top right now.
Okay. Well, we down here in Texas right now. We are in Texas right now. So, hold it down, Joe.
Okay, no, y'all be careful, man. Later.
Okay. All right.
Move on really long, lady.
And caller 870-0273. Final comment.
Yeah, this is Arkansas. Good show, Mississippi Joe. Night show down there, down south, Big Clark. And I said,
okay, thank you, partner, man.
Who? It's on you.
Did that say everybody?
Yes, sir.
Big Dre.
If he was on with someone else, I muted that mic already. I didn't know.
No, he was on with me, Lady A. He was on my line. Lady A, what you got to say, baby? Would you like to say something pretty?
Good night.
Oh, Lord, you said that so beautiful. We're going to leave on that note. And keep God first in your life. Good night, everybody. I'm out of here.